The following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream, internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson, and your hosts, Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Delhalla One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
We're live from Hartsville, Tennessee for our 5th District 6A Showcase. The Clay County High School basketball teams have made the hour-long southwestward journey on Highways 52 and 10 to the smallest county in the state, looking to make a clean sweep of the Crowsdale teams this season. You can bet that a pair of wins won't come easily, though, as Matt Walker and his 12-8 Lady Bulldogs meet Jared Hawkins and the 5-11 Lady Yellow Jackets, and Rob Edwards, along with his 8-10-2 Mighty Bulldogs, look to swat away Ryan Sleeper and his 8-12 squad. We're here to call it live for you tonight, so sit back, stay warm, and we'll get an answer to the question that's on all of our minds. Will the Jackets sting, or will the Bulldogs bite?
Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Park, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, etc., and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help to make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Echo Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Over River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfasts, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina, and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County bands covered.
Budget Pest Control, when Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. Folks, this is the CarQuest pregame show and our 5th Clay County basketball broadcast of the season. For the 3rd time this year, we're on the road with the Dogs. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'll bring you the play-by-play action tonight. Throughout the evening, we'll be joined by Joe Sims and Thomas Watson. For now, I'm accompanied by the network's founder and backbone, Thomas Weaver.
Good to be here with you, Daniel, and I'm continually impressed with the wide array of introductions you bring each broadcast. Not sure how many ways you can describe me. but, you know, I'm thinking it's about time I return the favor. I might be the backbone, but there's no way we could pull this off without you, cuz. You're the voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network.
Yeah.
I know folks out there look forward to hearing your canter and voice.
Well, I love hearing the comments. Folks still come up to me and say, we really enjoy hearing you guys. And what I like the most is the energy I think we sometimes bring. And we're always high on that.
We do get a little fired up, but, you know, it takes a commitment, and I appreciate you and your family letting us be here alongside us for this District 6A Showcase run, where we're going to be calling them all to the end of the regular season and probably some postseason games after that. So, you know, and this is our Hall of Fame broadcast tonight, too, so yeah. I'm excited about that, Daniel. We're going to get to hear from our 2019 class that was inducted last Friday night, and what a group of legends that was.
Yeah, just a strong group. It was the 10th class. Well, we're doing a max of 5 a year now, no more than that. You may see less at times, but those 5 quickly, Gary J. Strong, Sailor Walden, John Clark Donaldson, Deanna Donaldson, Pouliot, and Kenny Garrett. Still, I'm going to call them the cream of the crop here 10 years in. I know a lot of folks have said that it's got watered down over the years. Well, I beg to disagree, because those 5 are amongst the greatest in their own respective fields, and each year we're going to continue inducting local legends.
I agree, and it's going to be fun to hear from them tonight. And we've also got a couple of good games coming on. You know, I know these Trousdale County teams may be down a little bit, but you never know what's going to happen in this league, especially with the athleticism the Jackets bring. So the Dogs could have their hands full again tonight here. And on the girls' side, this is not one the Lady Dogs can overlook, Daniel. They seem to have turned the corner after taking down Red Bull Springs, and they need to keep that momentum going tonight.
Yeah, it's a tough one. You come down here on the road in Trousdale County, I know traditionally a football school, but when you get into the basketball season, I distinctly remember, I can't remember how many years ago, but a Clark Range Lady Buffalo squad came down here for a postseason elimination game and got beat in this very gym. So stranger things have happened. These girls, they're pretty good. They may be 5-15, but they're ball players.
They are. They're pretty good. And like I say, Clay County needs to keep that momentum going. And one group that's kept it going from the very beginning is our long list of sponsors, Daniel. We can't thank them enough for being with us from the very beginning and on through this run. And, of course, we like to say the Horizon Sports Network is just an extension of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper, so we hope folks pick up a copy next week for coverage of tonight's game. And up next, as we'll do in each broadcast during the pregame show, we'll talk about what was in this week's paper in our Delhalla Horizon recap. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show as we discuss what was on, what is on newsstands now about Clay County's games with Gordonsville. Coming up next after these words from our sponsors.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Biosciences BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show, and we're going to go inside the pages of the newspaper with our Delhalla Horizon recap segment. This week's paper, it's out on stands now, and it will be in the mail tomorrow, chronicled last week's games. And we covered the Red Bowling games in our last broadcast, so we'll hit on the Gordonsville wins now in the recap. After only winning by 6 earlier this year, this time around, the Lady Dogs dominated the Tigerettes and they did it with unrelenting defensive pressure, a quick start, and an impressive third quarter scoring barrage, Daniel. You know, Marley Ashlock helped Clay County jump out to that a quick 19-6 lead at the end of one, and Katie Arnes posted a game-high 18 points, many of which came in a 24-7 third quarter, where the Lady Dogs put the game away before cruising to the 61-26 conference victory. Just an impressive performance.
You mentioned that unrelenting defense. The Gordon's Lady Tigers turned the ball over 29 times,
wow,
according to Coach Walker, in
okay
that game. They had 26 points and 29 turnovers due to the good Lady Bulldog pressure.
It was. Besides defense, you know, Arms finished with a game-high 18. Ashlock had 11, one of her bigger games of the year. Briley Birch at 8. Zoe Hayes, 8. Cherokee Upton, 6. Rachel Copas, 4. Kelsey Roten, 3. Isabella Hale, 2. And Lauren Weaver, 1. You know, the Bulldogs avenged the early season loss to the Tigers in a big way, Daniel, and they, too, turned the tide in the third quarter by starting the second half with a 15-0 run and went on to outscore Gordonsville 26-4 in that decisive period before claiming the outright district lead with a 67-41 victory. Another dominating performance by Rob Edwards Bulldog.
It may be the strongest statement of the year to this point. Greg Bibb and his Tigers, like you said, had beat us down at Gordonsville. I think that the Gordonsville faithful made the trip to Salina, and a lot of them did, expecting to see maybe a repeat of that. Well, they saw that they actually had a second-rate team compared to the Bulldogs when they're playing well.
No doubt about it. Grant Strong led the way, as he's doing all year long. He's got close to his average with 20 points. And Jeffrey Spivey, who's emerged lately as the go-to shooter from the outside, had one of his better games with 13. And Mason Sharp, who's been back from sickness, missed a few games, got his average, had 12. Keaton Arms, huge addition there. He came in, made some big plays, scored 7 points. Jake Ashlock, he does what he does defensively. They had another good defensive game against their posts, only scored 6 points. Alec Curry, 3 off the bench. Jimmy Burchard, 3. Gunner Silk, 2, and Bryce Bailey, 1. Folks, next week, get all the details, pictures, and more from tonight's game, just like we chronicled there in your Del Hollow Horizon. We'll be right back on more of the CarQuest pregame show, where we'll have the pleasure of hearing from the 2019 Clay County Sports Hall of Fame class. Up next, after these words from our sponsors.
Hey, this is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hollow One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off, and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to the CarQuest Free Game Show. It's time normally for About the Bulldog History, but tonight we have something special. Interviews, like Thomas had said before the break, from each of the 5 new inductees into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame. These interviews are being brought to you by Happy Sack and Noble River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunch, pizza for supper, or anything in between, with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
And Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way, and lower your utility bills forever with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at home in Heritage Springs,
DIC. We're here at the 2019 Clay County Sports Hall of Fame induction with our first candidate, Mr. Gary J. Strong. Gary J. Strong has a playing and coaching career spanning nearly 50 years in 4 different sports. which began as a star basketball and baseball player at Salina High School from 1972 to 1975 and still continues today as the Clay County High School volleyball coach.
Strong received numerous awards during his playing days, including All-District, All-Region, and All-Mid-State honors, and he was also part of the first Bulldog basketball team to advance to the sub-state. His amazing longevity as a coach began at his alma mater as the baseball coach, and he continued as the girls and boys assistant basketball coach, the head junior high basketball coach in both Salina and Cookeville, an assistant junior high football coach, an assistant high school basketball and baseball coach at Upperman, the head basketball coach at Cookeville High School, and he's been at the helm of the Lady Bulldog volleyball team for the past 12 years. Gary J., it's good to have you here with us, and I'm honored to be sitting alongside one of the legends of sports here.
Well, I appreciate those kind comments and such, but, you know, it's just something that you do, that you enjoy, and you can't do it if you don't enjoy it. You can't play or coach, and it's what I grew up wanting to do and got to do, and very fortunate to have been able to play and be a coach. And it's just probably the most rewarding thing for me is just the kids that I've worked with over the years and got to be a part of their life. And people talk about the coach and the coach being part of my life. But my players have been a part of my life and been a good influence on me. And I've learned so much from them and just enjoyed basically every kid I've ever had. There's, you know, I've just enjoyed being around them, coaching them, and the experiences that we had together. It is a rewarding thing.
What about back at the inception of that career as a player yourself? I'm sure that you were on the other end of that relationship with some coaches of your own.
Well, you know, that's one thing that if I could just say, I could go through. Mr. Tim Reeser was my first basketball coach. I didn't even know I was trying out for basketball at Miles Elementary on the outdoor course there on the asphalt. Sitting in class as a fifth grader, somebody knocks on the door and asks Miss Mary Addie Henson, is Gary J. in here? And she said yes. He said, Mr. Tim said, give him this uniform. So I was the point guard on Miles Elementary School. And then, of course, my next coach was Mr. Jimmy Watson, who became principal out from Miles Elementary, and he was a great guy, just a very good influence on me. And Mayfield Brown was my first baseball coach, and just learned a lot from him. And then, of course, Bobby Westmoreland was my basketball coach in high school my freshman year, and then Coach Watson, who I look at as not only a coach, but a guy that influenced my life, and he was a daddy to me that he didn't have to be.
Well, I know he speaks highly of you, and I know that he was very pleased to see you inducted into the Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, I knew that if I come up to the Horse Creek and clean some houseboats this year and help you haul in some hay, I'd probably have a better chance.
Well,
I'm going to get you on that.
We are influenceable, for sure. But honestly, of course, it's not up to us. You were a first ballot nominee this year. First time you were nominated by Coach Watson and your brother Mark, I think, are the mm-hmm. two that nominated you, and you got in the first time.
The top vote getter of the class, and I think certainly because of you would qualify with only a playing career or with only a coaching career, but to put two Hall of Fame careers as a player and a coach together, just a bona fide candidate. Those basketball teams you were on were pretty good. James Trowbaugh, Walt Weaver, some other guys that are already in the Hall. Glad to see you join them.
Well, it is good to be there with them. You know, I like to tell everybody that beginning in the early 70s when those teams that we played on, and Coach Watson coached there, that from that time until now, which is almost 50 years, that nobody looked at the district tournament bracket and said, boy, I hope we get Clay County or Salina first.
Right.
You know, first round, it just don't happen. They say, well, maybe they get in the other bracket, is what they said. So it's been a very good, long, strong basketball progression here. And in the other sports here, it's just, I would say it's like a family. that this sports program here is like a family. It's supported by everybody. The community supports this school and supports these kids and these teams, and people don't look at these kids that play sports here as being, they say, our kids. They say, our kids played well tonight. Our kids did good. Our kids are really, really playing well. They use our kids. They don't say those kids. It's our kids. And again, that's just the family aspect of it. And everybody wants to do well and make everybody proud when they hit the floor, hit the field, or whatever, and represent the Bulldogs.
Well, we want to welcome you to a new family, and that's the family of Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members. Congratulations.
Well, I sure do appreciate it. Appreciate you guys and all the work y'all do with this and what you started here for this community, and this community needed this, and the people needed recognized for it's a lot of work. Anything you do that you have a passion about, you care about, you're going to put a lot of work into it. And I think, again, Clay County's been very fortunate in the coaches that they have had and they have today because of the passion that they have. I see the work that these coaches put into it in all the sports, and that's what makes these coaches good coaches, is that they put the time in, they work, and just do the right thing and bring these kids and develop them, and we go out and we win.
I agree, and you're one of them to do that.
I appreciate it.
We're here with our second honoree tonight, Mr. Kenny Garrett. He became the school's all-time leading tackler while playing linebacker for Solana High School from 1985 to 1988, and he is widely considered the Bulldogs' greatest defensive player of all time because he not only holds the career mark with 299 tackles, but he's also is the single-season record holder with 129 stops his senior year and ranked second in the single game with 21 against Gordonsville in 1988.
Garrett was also a bona fide All-Mid-State first-teamer three times in his career, which was a prestigious honor given across all classifications at the time by the Nashville Banner and the Tennessean newspapers. He was also an Associated Press All-State Honorable Mention his senior year and named All-District 5A twice. Kenny, just an honor to have you sitting here with us and inducting you into this family of the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
It's an honor to be here. Thank you very much.
Kenny, you played alongside a lot of great players and had some great teams and led by some great coaches. I'm sure you've got a lot of people you'd like to thank for this.
Oh, I'd like to thank everybody I played with.
Yeah.
Because I always had 10 great men with me.
That's right.
Had great coaches. They called the right plays. I can't thank the players enough and the coaches enough.
Well, it must feel good to go into this Hall of Fame alongside a lot of those guys that are already in there, maybe known for their offensive numbers, but for a guy to get in on his defensive merits, that tells me how great of a football player you were, Kenny.
It's a great honor to be here and amongst all those great people that's already in the Hall of Fame.
Well, that's what I'm pleased the most about, to see an offensive lineman, I'm assuming probably a three-year starter at guard.
Yeah.
And an inside linebacker. All the others, we've got the quarterbacks, we've got the running backs, and we just don't have a lot of offensive linemen, guys in the trenches doing the dirty work, and that's where you were at. And I know that you understand as well as anybody, anytime that Craig Ogletree or somebody like that, Jason Hamilton perhaps, was scoring a touchdown, you were the one paving the way for him.
It was an honor to do that. We was all great friends. We loved the game. And that's about it. I mean, that's about all I can say about that. I mean, really.
It's a brotherhood when you're playing ball.
Yes. We all had respect for each other. I mean, it was an honor to play with each other.
Right. Coach Richardson, of course, the head coach, Joni Leeds, an assistant all those years, Randall Walker, just three guys who are already in the Sports Hall of Fame, rightfully so. That's kind of the Mount Rushmore of Clay County coaches, the Salina High School coaches, and you had all of them on the same staff, got to in their primes.
Right. It was a great honor to be coached by them. I mean, I'm telling you, they were so intelligent about the game. We sit and watch game film, me and Mr. Easy, because I had him study hall, and then we, you know, sit and watch it during with the whole team. I mean, I've watched game film for probably 5 or 6 times before the game actually we played it.
So does that help get those 21 stops against Eve Robertson when you know an opponent so well, or is that just instinct, or you flew all over the field, widely known for your aggressive style and just willing to, many folks might say, reckless abandon, just throwing your body around without any personal concern for yourself?
It was just a gift. God bless me. I was well coached. And that's about it. I mean, you know, for that.
Right.
And like I said, I had 10 other men with me that played very well themselves.
Right. Some of the best teams in Bulldog history, for sure, those years that you played.
Oh, yes. I mean, without a doubt. But I see football in Salina coming back and being a great teams again. And that makes me so happy.
Kind of the second coming, a lot of second-generation players there. You have a son, Levi Garrett, who's a part of the team. He started on the offensive line this year. And getting some of those second-generation, like I say, players back, and it's kind of like the late 80s all over again.
Yeah, I hope they continue with their success. They well deserving of it. These young men put a lot of hard time in already to get here. A lot of sweat, a lot of tears, and it's time for us to get back to what we used to be.
Well, I think those legacy guys you're talking about, when they've got fathers like Mr. Kenny Garrett to look up to and remember those days and the legends they were, they're going to get there, Kenny. And it's been an honor to have you here alongside us, and congratulations again on this achievement.
Thank you so much.
We're here with our third inductee, Deanna Donaldson-Pouviot. Deanna was a multi-sport athlete, lettering in basketball, softball, and golf all 4 years of her Salina High School career, spanning from year 2000 to 2003. But she's best known for her prowess on the hardwood as one of the Lady Dogs' greatest point guards of all time, while playing on some legendary head coach Joe Sims' best teams as a 3-year starter.
Pouliot scored 917 points, pulled down 319 rebounds, and dished out 318 assists to help her team amass an impressive overall record of 104 wins versus 23 losses, win 4 district titles, 2 region championships, and 2 sub-states, and finish in the state tournament Final Four in 2001 and as the state runner-up in 2002. She received all district, all region, all state tournament, and all Upper Cumberland honors multiple years and had an excellent career at the next level on scholarship at Rome State. Deanna, it's an honor to have you here with us tonight, and congratulations on entering the Hall of Fame.
Thanks.
Got to feel good that Coach Sims would call you one of his greatest players and nominate you for this honor.
Yeah, I mean, we have a legacy here in Clay County for excellent girls basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So to even be named among those people is just a huge honor.
Well, you're one of, I believe, the second only of the 21st century to make it into the Hall. I believe your classmate and teammate, Holly Wright Robbins, the only other Lady Dog beyond the year 2000 to make it. Now, Coach Sims, he's kind of deliberately went through these nominations, and he made sure that you were out there amongst them. Pretty impressive to see that overall team record. I know so many people talk about the Lady Dog teams of the early and late 90s, but those early 2000 years, some of the best ever.
And the crazy part is a lot of those losses came my freshman year. So in those next 3 years, if we lost the game, we thought the world was ending. So we got very accustomed to winning. And that was, you know, multifactorial. We had a lot of talent. We had good coaching. We had great fan support. But we became very accustomed to winning during my sophomore to senior years.
Another thing Coach Sims mentioned in your nomination is that, you know, to almost score 1,000 points as a pure point guard is pretty impressive. And he talked about how when the game was on the line, he wanted the ball in your hands. So good under pressure, he said.
I would like to know how many of those points actually came from the free throw line. I'd say a good chunk. That was kind of my thing, drive, get fouled, and hit your foul shots. They're free, right?
Sure.
Hit them. I always kind of felt like, I don't know if you guys remember, but we got put out what most people would call very early in the region tournament that year. We were kind of expected to make a good run to the state championship.
Your senior year in 03, right?
So I kind of felt like some things were left unfinished. I really wanted to hit that 1,000-point mark. Of course, it's just a number.
Right.
Our year was certainly cut short, so something I always look back to and think of the what if. But it was a good run.
That's the team talking to Coach Sims. I asked him one time, just outright, I said, what's the best team you ever had? He said, well, there's a lot of ways you could define that. You know, how far did they go? How many games did they win? That type of thing. He said, now, that 2003 group said it was as good as any team I ever put on the court. And that's a pretty impressive statement coming from Coach. Deanna, most everybody around here knows what you guys accomplished in high school, but you had an excellent post-secondary career that a lot of folks don't know about, because once you move off, we just don't keep up sometimes. Tell us a little bit about your time in college.
So I went and played for 2 years at Rome State. I was able to, I chose to do community college because I knew I could get playing time quickly. I wasn't sure how long I wanted to play, thinking forward to my professional career and just being invested in my didactic studies. But I was able to get playing time as a freshman. I learned a lot. I played against some really, really tough competition. I made some of the best friends of my life. A lot of the girls that I had played against in the Upper Cumberland became my teammates. So I actually roomed with my enemy from Clark Range. She's become one of my best friends. So that was a really awesome part of that, too, is just getting to be teammates with girls that I had been playing against for years.
I believe during that time led the nation in free throw percentage at some point. Is that right?
At some point, yeah. I think I was kind of top five the whole time, but I tried to remain true to my roots and hone in on my free throw shooting, get to the line, and then when I get there, make sure that I hit those shots.
Well, I showed 318 career free throws. Is what I've got here. And I don't have Taylor Strong's that graduated last year, but I think your third all-time is a Lady Bulldog in that category, so pretty strong.
It is pretty strong. Deanna, I'm sure there's a lot of people you'd like to thank for this honor. We talked about Coach Sims. Anybody else you'd like to mention?
Just my family. It wasn't just basketball. I played three sports for 4 years, and they drove all over the state. They were just such a support system. And my mom even stepped up and became our golf coach my senior year. They were about to have to literally not have a golf team because nobody would coach. She stepped up pretty much in name only, but we got to carry on. So just such a tremendous support system, and just the fans here are really unmatched.
Well, congratulations again.
Absolutely.
Thanks.
Talking to our fourth honoree, a representative for him, the late John Clark Donaldson. He played both football and basketball for Salina High School all 4 years of his career from 1956 to 1960, when he was the captain of the Bulldogs on the hardwood his senior season and was named the most athletic senior of the graduating class of 1960, Daniel.
Donaldson was an outstanding fullback and lineman playing for legendary head coach John Peoples during the golden age of Bulldog football, where he earned all Cordell Hull Conference and all Upper Cumberland Conference honors and won the 1958 Best Lineman Award. He also became Clay County's first veterinarian and served as a member of the Clay County School Board for 30 years, where he was the board chairman the majority of that time and a lifetime supporter of all Clay County sports. And we are honored to be joined by Francis Donaldson, John Clark, just an outstanding member of this community, and such an honor to be here with you, inducting him into the Clay County Sports Hall of Fame.
Thank you. It's an honor.
Well, he was nominated by a couple of your daughters, I think. Must mean a lot to have Mr. Donaldson in where he's rightly deserved to be in this Hall of Fame.
Well, we appreciate it. And he, like I say, he'd be proud. He wouldn't show it, but he'd be proud.
Well, I know that particularly with John Clark, just the impact is the word, just the impact and influence that he had as a citizen of Clay County reaches so far beyond high school sports. Just such a well-respected member of the community, a leader, and your entire family is just one of the reasons that Clay County is a great place to live. Serving as veterinarian for how many years?
He graduated.
Hold on.
I can't remember either. Probably.
He graduated from Auburn in 1967.
Okay.
And it was just a big honor to be accepted there, wasn't it?
Yes. And locally, he was accepted as soon as he got all of his pre-reps done.
Mm-hmm.
He was accepted that year. And they only accepted 18 from the state of Tennessee.
Right, that's what I was.
There wasn't very many vet schools around. The other, he did apply at Texas A&M, but he didn't want to go there. He wanted to go to Auburn.
And always wanted to return home,
and
I think?
Always wanted to come home.
Well, that was
he practiced out of the first office was in the house. And then he went down to where his office was. Mm-hmm. And just wanted to stay home.
Besides that service, you have to talk about his years on the school board, too. You know, we say that he supported sports throughout, and we know he did that. And I'm sure that was a lot of time, a lot of headaches for you guys, and we really appreciate what he did there, too.
He was proud of that.
Well, he should be. He left a long legacy in education.
And he was a good man.
I think that's a testimony to him to be in an elected position for that length of time. Nothing else speaks, you know, that speaks volumes about somebody's character. And John Clark was a big, strong man with a big, strong character.
And he didn't say much, but when he talked, they listened.
Well, you're right.
That's exactly
and
right.
He did say it at a school board meeting one time all night, the year I remember when they had an all night school.
Guarantee you he was there.
He was there. And if anybody ever told me that John would have stayed up that long, I wouldn't have believed it. But he came home early the next morning.
Shows the dedication that he had.
And so he took that job serious.
We talked about a lot of people, your daughters, anyone else you'd like to mention and thank for this honor for your husband.
I just thank the community for supporting him over the years. It's been good.
Well, thank you and congratulations again.
Well, thank you.
We're here with our fifth and final inductee, Sailor Walden, who was a true two-sport star in basketball and baseball, and also played football at Clay County High School all from 2002 to 2006. He made all-district in two sports multiple years and holds a school record in a third.
Walden made some kind of all-district team all 4 years in basketball, and he was also a three-time all-district player in baseball. He scored a whopping 1,350 career points, 54 career points, grabbed 208 rebounds, and had a career 81% mark from the foul line. And he helped lead Clay County High School to its first ever appearance in the state tournament. He also led the baseball team in batting percentage 2 years, holds the school record for the longest punt return in football, covering 83 yards, and won the Carmen C. Brown Best Male Athlete Award. And Sailor, it's an honor to have you sitting here with us, and congratulations on becoming part of the Hall of Fame family.
Thank you. I'm really appreciated about it. Really honored. I'd like to thank my mom and my dad for packing me around all these years. And a special thanks to Coach Rob Evers for pushing me and pretty much making me the athlete I was.
Coach Evers said that you're one of those guys that can play anything and play it well. But it has to feel good to know that he was the one that nominated you for this.
Yeah, it does. I went up there and played, 110%, and hated to lose. That was the biggest thing. So, the four banners hanging up that I got, I'm very privileged to have them, and it showed,
Well, you're only the second, I believe, player of the 21st century to be inducted on the male side. Chase Stevens, a teammate of yours, he was inducted several years ago, and I can't think of another, so you're one of the youngest members to be voted in. Most of the others have been focused on folks that played their careers a long time ago. Kind of special to be recognized as one of the modern-day greats.
Oh, yeah, very special, very special. And Chase, hats off to Chase. He's a very good athlete. I was privileged to play with him for 2 years. And there was two or three others on that team that was really good. The late Johnson Frazier and Dusty Adams, Eric Stacker. You know, we had a really good team that year. Went to Substate. I'm just, you know, very honored and privileged to be among him and all the other inductees.
Well, we know what you did on the basketball court. You know, scoring 1,300 points is pretty impressive. But, you know, something we don't see a lot, too, is baseball players that are in the hall.
Right.
It's kind of, honestly, a secondary sport here.
Right.
You made All-District 3 years, Sailor. Talk about your baseball career a little bit.
Well, I tell you, I'll just be honest with you, baseball was really, really close to my favorite sport to play. And really, we had a good baseball team when I was a junior, you know, Matt McLaren and so on was seniors. But I just really like playing baseball, and I happen to be kind of decent at it, and, you know, I done what I done, you know.
Well, I know that it was very, very important to a lot of people to see you get this, and to have around 65 other Clay County Sports Hall of Fame members all vote in unison in agreement that you were deserving is a special thing, and I certainly agree with
them. Yeah, and I have a special thank you to all the members that voted for me, and it's a very big honor. I'm very privileged.
Well, congratulations to you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Lady Bulldog basketball, brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their location has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agricultural parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278. Or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what we do.
Eco Panels of Tennessee. Build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered as a subsidiary of Honest Abe Log Homes right here at their home in Hermitage Springs.
Happy Sack and Obie River Markets, offering Bulldog fans hot breakfast, quick lunches, pizza for supper, or anything in between with hometown convenience on both ends of town.
Ollie's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Budget Pest Control. When Clay County wins, get 10% off a termite spray that week.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro. The next time you bend it, call Little Robert, and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burke. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time for Tipsy's final take. The last word before tip-off brought to you by Ollie's Place. Thomas, what's Salina's most famous ale we got for us tonight?
Well, Daniel, when I went by Ollie's today, Tipsy said tonight it's all about the Lady Dog keeping the energy up. They came out with more energy than I've seen all year long, and that one versus Gordonsville had the defense to pressure up, and I think they need that fast start again tonight. What do you think, Coach?
I agree with you totally. Which I said after the game, I thought our defense was what, you know, dictated that game other night, and I think it needs to again tonight. Of course, we're playing a team that I don't think is as good as Gordonsville. Of course, just heard that they had lost to Jackson County by 20 the other night, so you know, Jackson County's kind of struggling. So, you know, it's all about us. We just need to take care of business.
29 turnovers against Gordonsville. The Lady Tigers gave up to us. That's pretty good defense.
It is. I was talking to Matt after the game, and we had more, or they had more turnovers than they did points. They only had 26 points, 29 turnovers. You do that, you'll beat a lot of people.
Hopefully more of the same tonight here in Hartsville. This has been Tipsy's Final Take, sponsored by Bobby's Place. Look for Tipsy standing tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul today. We are here for this big District 6A girls matchup between the third place Clay County Lady Bulldogs, 12-8 overall on the season, and the sixth place Trailsdale County Lady Yellow Jackets, 5-15 on the season. They are 2-6 in district play. Time does expire here prior to this contest starting, and we're going to go ahead and have the playing of the national anthem, then we'll be back for the starting lineups. You're listening to a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Dale Hall Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County High School basketball with legendary former coaches Joe Sims and Thomas Watson and your hosts Daniel Strong and Thomas Weaver.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving quality of life here in Clay County.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Appalachian Bioscience, take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today with our BioPrint services.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And by Dale Hollow One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Back here live in Hartsville, it's time for the Subways girls starting lineups. First of all, starting for the home team, Trailsdale County Lady Yellow Jackets, head coach by Jared Hawkins, 5-15 overall, 2-6 in district play, a junior, number 2, Claire Belcher, a senior, number 12, Josie Garrett, a sophomore, number 22, Kayla Donahoe, a senior, number 32, Tori Sims, or Simmons, I'm sorry, and a junior, number 11, Kirsten Eversole. Starting for the visiting team tonight, the Clay County Lady Bulldogs, head coached by Matt Walker. They're 11-8. Actually, that should say 12-8 on the season, 6-2 in district play. Starting for them, a junior, number 24, Katie Arms. A junior, number 20, Rachel Kopas. A junior, number 22, Marley Ashlock. A sophomore, number 11, Eliza Jenkins, and a freshman, number 23, Riley Burchett. The girls' starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway, where new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Pretty new gym here in Hartsville. I'm not sure, Coach Sims, how many years they've been in this one? About five, maybe?
No, more like 15 or 17.
Yes.
They moved in this one about the same time we moved in ours.
This school's been built.
Us and Gordonsville started the same year, and I think they did too. I think they've been here about 17 years probably.
Well, I'm glad you're here for that correction. I would have placed them here a lot sooner. I've been in the old gym before. I never have set foot in this one. And anyway, okay, 17
matter
years.
Matter of fact, they had the district tournament here somewhere back in that, those first years, because I remember coming and Coach A.J. Gordonsville got threw out in a district tournament game. Had to set out the next two, one of those years. I don't remember when it was.
Well, this is the first time the Horizon Sports Network has been in this facility.
That's right. That's right. Still in a first year on the third season. It's time for this one. Riley Burchett steps in to tip off against the Lady Yellow Jacket. And the home team, Lady Yellow Jackets, will control it. They are wearing their white jerseys tonight with purple numerals. They'll shoot at the hoop off to our left. Clay County wearing their black away jerseys with gold trim and gold numerals. They'll shoot at the hoop on the right during this first half of play. Long three-pointer taken by Lady Yellow Jacket. No good. Rebound Katie Arms. Here comes Arms across the timeline. Dishes off to Copas. She's at left elbow. Circles back out up top. Hands off to Jenkins. She circles now over to Ashlock. Left wing inside to Bradley Burch at left post. Power move spin. Shot no good. Rebounded by Simmons for the Lady Yellow Jackets. It's stolen away from her by Copas. Copas has it taken from her by Josie Garrett. Garrett with it for Trailsdale across the timeline. Right layup block. Shot no good. Rebound Katie Arms. Katie back quickly across the way. Goes to Copas. She's in the left wing. Circles around top, goes down the right block, now across the paint. Her shot rejected, rebounded by the Lady Yellow Jackets. Donahoe has it. She hands off to Belcher. Belcher drives into the paint and scores first. Trailsdale 2, Clay none. 6:50 and ticking here in this opening quarter. Trailsdale County trying to apply some full court man pressure, and a foul's going to be called against Trailsdale's number 22, Kaylin Donahoe. The sophomore gets her first.
Like the Lady Yellow Jackets going to a zone to start here, Coach.
Yeah, 2-3. Got
to limit Riley Burchett, I guess.
Yeah.
Burchett with 30 points against Red Bull and Springs. Two times ago, the Lady Dogs take the floor. We see a turnover. It is Donahoe who steals it. She goes coast to coast. Her layup, no good. Rebounded by Trailsdale. Josie Garrett with it. Works back over to Donahoe. That pass knocked out of bounds by Copas. Trailsdale maintains possession. I know we're only a minute and a half in, Coach Sims, but Clay County looking a little flat so far.
Yeah, we're a little sloppy down our offensive end. They just need to kind of attack that zone like we did the other night.
Burchard comes up with a steal. Number 11 had it. I don't have an 11 on this roster.
That's Eversole.
Oh, I do have one. Okay. Kirsten Eversole had it. It was stolen by Burchard. Clay County comes down, another turnover. Eversole comes up with it, comes across the timeline, takes a long jump shot from left wing, no good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Donahoe kicks over to Garrett. She fires a three, no good. Rebound Donahoe, put back Donahoe, good. About a 10-foot jump on the right baseline, and Matt Walker wants a timeout. It'll be the 30-second variety. Trailsdale in front, 4-0, 5:52 remains in the first quarter.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back live. Joey Hayes has checked into the ball game. Down, said Rachel Copas.
Need to show a little patience.
Looked like she was hurting a little bit, Coach.
Oh, is she?
She is attending to something over there on the bench. Hayes fires the long three-pointer, top of the key, no good. Rebound, Marty Ashlock. Putback, no good. Rebound, Bradley Burchett. Her putback, no good. Rebounded by Burchett again. Gets another shot, and it's good. She's also fouled. Burchett going to go to the line. The freshman continuing her sensational campaign. Looks like the foul goes against Simmons. Her first personal. Burchett, the leading scorer for these Lady Bulldogs. She's averaging 22 points a game through the 16 contests she's participated in. Missed four games, and what a huge number for a freshman, Coach. 22 points a game.
She's averaging 22 a game.
Averaging,
I don't think that's right. I had about 14 in the paper this week.
Oh, boys, I'm looking at, guys, I'm looking at minutes played.
I'll take that.
Oh, let's go back here. 13.8.
Okay, I'll take that. I mean, that's pretty good still, but, I mean, 22, that's really good.
Yeah, that, now Grant Strong's doing that on the side, but, yeah, Birch is averaging 14. Sorry about that. Another timeout taken. This time it's going to be Jaron Hawkins in Trailsdale County who calls the 32nd. 4-3 the score after Birch completes that three-point play.
Heat pumps are ideal in southern climates. In the winter, they draw warmth from there to keep you warm. In the summer, they remove heat from there to keep you cool. And they do it all in the most energy-efficient way possible. Even better, when it's installed by a quality network contractor, you'll be eligible for low-interest financing with no money down. Call Tri-County Electric for all the exciting details of our no-money-down, low-cost financing heat pump financing program. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs. Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network, 5:24 remaining in this opening quarter. Trailsdale County with the basketball. Good contest so far. Lady Yellow Jackets in front, 4-3. We do have a pressure going on in the backcourt right now and a steal. It's Marley Ashlock. She pushes ahead to Jenkins. Jenkins inside to Hayes. Hayes across the paint to Arms. Katie's going to be fouled. Her shot no good, but she'll go to the line to shoot too.
Well, that's a couple of good plays Hayes has made coming in here early in this game in relief of Copas, who looks okay on the bench over there, Coach. Got a little banged up early on.
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't really see her get hurt or anything.
I saw her. She kind of had trouble getting up and down the floor after that foul here at midcourt.
She about to, you know, got shaken up a little.
Hayes, no, or not Hayes, Arms knocks down both of those. 5-4, Clay County in front. Another steal with the pressure. It's Ashlock with it. She gets an assist as she dishes off to Eliza Jenkins, who lays it in. Clay County now 7-4. Looks like they've decided to go full court pressure.
Yeah, they've been doing this whole game. I mean, of course, they didn't score early, so they couldn't press, but they are now.
Trailsdale County misses a long three, rebounded by Katie Arms. She's across the timeline, wants to go all the way to the hoop. Has a jump shot from around the six-foot mark. No good, but she is fouled. She goes back to the line where she already has 2 points tonight. Nice to see Hayes in there playing, those six, seventh, eighth players for Coach Walker, specifically Zoe Hayes and Lauren Weaver. If we can really get them going, make this team a little deeper with quality players going into the postseason tournament,
yeah,
that could be a big difference maker.
You know, Zoe came in the other night and hit a couple threes and a two. You know, usually she doesn't score much at all. And, you know, if you could get 6-8 points from her and Lauren and some of them off the bench every game, that would be a big help.
Well, a situation like this is what helps for them.
You know,
get a little time under their belt in a tough situation, beginning of a game here. And, those two just need a little game time experience.
Confidence is what they need. They've got the athletic ability as we see Arms make one of her two free throws. 8-4 now the score. Clay County in front. Trailsdale fires another three-pointer. It bangs off the rim and out of bounds. Clay County going to have an opportunity here to build on their four-point lead. 4.5 minutes remain in this opening quarter. Hayes going to run the point, and she's still in for Copas. On the floor for Clay County, Burchett, Ashlock, Arms, Hayes, and Jenkins. Hayes with it out top, kicks over to Ashlock left wing. Now back to Hayes. She lost the handle on the ball. A steal for Josie Garrett, trying to bring her Lady Jackets back within a possession here. 8-4 the score, Clay County in front. Trailsdale with the ball. Garrett right wing, 10-foot jumper, good. 8-6 now the score. Jenkins with it for Clay County. Quickly across the timeline, fed Bradley Burchett. She easily scores. Nice
That's a good pass.
Good vision by Eliza. As Eliza comes up with a steal in the backcourt, giving Matt Walker's squad another opportunity here to extend their four-point lead. Currently it's 10-6. Hayes out top, ends up with a deflected pass. Trailsdale comes up with loose ball. Belcher across the timeline. Dishes over to Garrett. She fires a long ball. No good. Rebound Simmons. She's fouled and will go to the line to shoot two. Foul's going to be called against Briley Burchett. Her first personal. Clay County's first foul of this first quarter.
And that's kind of what we've seen from Hayes. She makes two or three good plays, and then you see the youth kind of come back in, don't you, Coach?
Just kind of made a bad pass down there.
A little more playing time. I think you can see her become a big player off the bench because, you know, we don't have that true secondary point guard unless it is Zoe Hayes.
That's right. I agree. Simmons at the line, I believe. She misses them both, and she certainly does. Jenkins comes up with the rebound, still 10-6. Clay County in front. Jenkins dishes over to Katie Arms. Left wing, feeds inside to Burchett. Shot up, no good. She will go to the line to shoot two, though. Simmons having a tough time inside there trying to defend. Actually, that foul's going to be called against number 14, Chloe Donahoe. Her first personal. We have 14 fouls, make it 5 actually, against Trailsdale County. One against Clay County as Bradley Burchett knocks down that free throw. These season averages provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, we see that Burchett is around 67% on the season from the free throw stripe. She's 50% on that series, hit the first, missed the second. Got her on rebound though, kicks it out to Katie Arms. She fires a three, no good. Rebound. Donahoe for Trailsdale County. 3:15 to play in the first. Clay County in front by 5, 11-6. Katie Arms with the steal off of Donahoe. She pushes ahead to Hayes. Hayes with an open layup. It is good.
Good.
Good points for the sophomore.
Full court pressure, full court man being applied. Kelsey Roten has checked into the game at some point for Clay County. She's out there in the action now on the floor for Clay County. Roten, Hayes, Arms, Jenkins, and Merchant. As the foul is now called against Clay County. Looks like number 30. And that is Hayes. Picks up that one. Her first personal of the contest. Clay County's second team foul. It was a shooting foul. As we see Chloe Donahoe at the line to shoot two free throws. First one's away good. 13-7 now the score. Trousdale has kept close in this one. Clay County, after that initial timeout, had a nice little run and jumped out to a lead, but Trousdale scored enough to keep it close. She misses the second one as a lane violation is called against Katie Arms, and they're going to give Donahoe another opportunity here. Arms with a lane violation. That shot no good. And a foul's going to be called against Simmons, who was out of position. She's going to pick up her second personal. Nice to have the senior post player with two early.
Well, their point guard was that the last time we played. Is she back? You know?
Who, from last year?
No, from last. But
earlier on?
Earlier, yeah.
I'm not sure.
She was supposed to make them a lot better when she got back. I talked to Matt the other day, and he said that she might have supposed to play toward the end of last week, but she still wasn't nowhere close to 100%. But so I don't know if she's back or not.
Clay County, pretty big winners over Trousdale back on December 13th, 58-27. And some type of activity going on here between the officials. During that second free throw shot a moment ago, I saw Kelsey Roten trying to get rid of a headband, and I think they're trying to say she tried to re-enter the perimeter of the arc during that, and it captures a line violation. We might see another free throw attempt coming for Simmons here. No. But the Trousdale fans are happy they do have possession of the ball. Coach, what do you
think? I have no idea. No idea what's going on.
That's the second time in a couple of games we've seen something that you just couldn't figure out, so that's pretty strange.
I still don't know what that one foul shot that Warren got the other night was.
Trousdale somehow with possession of the ball. Simmons, right block, going to have an offensive foul called against her. And now the Clay County fans for the first time tonight cheering pretty loudly here in Hartsville. She threw the body into Bradley Burgett, and Simmons does pick up her second personal. That is 16 fouls for Trousdale here early in this one. The next one's going to send Clay County to the line to shoot one and one. Bradley Burgett adds two more points. Good pass.
Yeah, good high-low.
Was that Jenkins that
did
it?
Yeah, he runs her at the high post there against zones a lot of the time, I've noticed.
Simmons in the paint, puts up 2 points over Bradley Burgett. 15-9 the score, 2:15 to play in the first quarter. Katie Arms, left block, shot, good. Clay County quickly getting it in and getting set offensively before Trousdale can get set defensively. And we're going to have Clay County basketball here. Nice defensive presence by Zoe Hayes as Lauren Weaver checks in and Eliza Jenkins goes out. Weaver's first appearance in the contest, 2:06 remaining here in the first quarter. 17-9 the score on the floor for Clay County. Hayes, Weaver, Arms, Roten, and Burchett. Weaver inbounds. It goes to Arms. Now to Hayes, top of the key. 2 minutes to play in the opening stanza. Katie Arms up wing, back to Hayes. Swings around to Roten. Back to Hayes. Warren Weaver in the paint. Nice move. Shot up. No good off the glass. Rebounded by Trousdale County. It was number 3, Kenley Brown, that pulled down the rebound. Hands off to Donahoe, who's in a trap. And that's going to be a timeout taken, 32nd, by Hawkins, as his senior point guard was in a jam. Minute 42 to play in the first quarter, 17-9, Clay County in front.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3333.
Welcome back to Hartsville, where Clay County leads 17-9 with 1:42 to go here in this first quarter. And Briley Burchett is leading the way with 8 points. and Katie Arns have five for Clay County.
Minute 42 remains in this slow-paced first quarter. Clay County on pace to go over 20 here in the quarter. Pretty big offensive start for them, even those first 2 minutes. Though,
yeah, really slow there. We was trying to not pass it, just force it every time.
Katie Arms, the long receiver, trying to work the two-on-one. Arms misses that layup, though. They end up with it because Arms stole the Trousdale inbound pass. Clay County's defensive pressure has been nice the last few games. Arms fires a three-pointer rebound by Weaver. Her putback no good. Rebounded by Weaver again. Good hustle by her. Gives up to Hayes. Hayes drives. Kicks over to Izzy Hale. Easy shot. No good. Clay County can't hit anything right now. Fortunately, though, they're doing a nice job rebounding as Hayes got it back. Clay County's going to have five looks at the goal on this possession as a foul's called against Trousdale's number three, Kenley Brown.
Well, that puts us at 1-1, I believe.
Yeah, it does.
Six.
17 foul called against Trousdale County. And I guess...
Copa's back in, guys.
I think she may have a little stomach issue. Dad said she threw up for the ball game, so
okay.
See what's make it.
Rachel, perhaps coming down with the virus, is playing that now. She's back in. Katie Arms, the Clay County player that was fouled, and right now there's six girls on the floor. That's a nice strategy, but Cherokee Upton's going to have to come off.
Well, Upton was entering for Arms.
Yeah,
she had
just
to shoot
her.
Arms knocks down the front end of that 1-1, putting Clay County up 18-9. They have doubled up the Lady Jackrabbits right now. She fires the second, hits it as well. 19-9 the score. Clay County up a 10 on the floor for Clay County. After Arms sets down here is Burchett, Upton, Roten, Kokos, and Weaver. 1 minute to play here in this opening quarter. Trousdale County with the ball. They have it. Throw it away. Another turnover. It was Simmons who threw that one out of bounds. Clay County with an opportunity to extend this lead, and pretty clear distinction between the ability level of these teams, Coach.
Yeah, there is. We've already got, I guess, three starters out right now. Of course, Matt plays a lot of players most games, but.
Upton right wing, fires a three, no good. Rebounded by Burchett. Actually, a jump ball going to be called. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County.
Tell you what I like to see. We've had a little trouble with this 2-3 zone all year, Coach. We're seeing a little high-low action, for the first time. Jenkins did a good job at the free throw line, finding Burchett on the baseline, and Weaver and Burchett working together now.
It's like I was talking about the other night. It's the zone. I mean, you just got to move the ball. You can't come down and make one pass especially to get a good shot. You got to get that defense to move and get them out of position, you know, to pick them apart kind of.
Another Trousdale County turnover.
And the high post is a good place to attack, a 2-3.
Weaver sets down. Roden sets down. On the floor now, Arms, Jenkins, Copas, Upton, and Burchett. 20 seconds remains in this first quarter. Clay County with the basketball and a 10-point lead, 19-9. Upton right wing works across to Arms. 15 seconds to play now. Copas left wing. She dribbles out top, kicks across to Upton, down to 5 seconds in this one. Copas out high, now Arms, now Burchett, now Copas, fires a long three, no good. She was about 6 foot behind the arc on left wing, that shot fell short. First quarter ends, Clay County in front by 10, 19-9.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Back here live in Hartsville. 8 minutes on the clock. Fixed to get this second quarter underway. Trousdale County going to have possession to get it started.
Well, Bradley Burchett and Katie Arms have combined for 15 of Clay County's 19 points here to give them this 10-point lead. A little rocky in the first 2 minutes, but still a pretty good start for Clay County so far.
I think you'll see us really pull out here in the second quarter even more.
I'd like to see the emergence of a third scorer. We know Copas can play that role. We've seen Ashlock play that role. I'd like to see somebody else. Maybe Jenkins come in with some double figures tonight. 7.5 minutes to play in the second. Clay County actually loses possession of the ball here, stolen by Trousdale County. They have it down at their end. It's in the hands of Donahoe. Left wing, fires the three, no good. Rebounded by Katie Arms. Arms has a lot of rebounds tonight. She crosses the timeline against Copas. Copas to Burchett. She is hacked hard by Kenley Brown. Brown just full body assault there on Bradley Burchett, who will go to the line to shoot two. Bradley, a tough girl, though, gets up smiling.
She did. She took the harm on that one for sure. Good look by Copas there. Cross court. That's an offside block.
Good pass.
They've got a knack for finding Burchett. She gets to her comfort zone down there on that block, and they're looking for her often and early.
Man, you got a post Burchett, you know, can score. You know, you better be throwing her the ball.
Misses the first free throw, hits the second. 20-9 now the score. 7:15 to play in the second. White's pass is stolen by Jenkins. She's down on the floor with it. And it's stolen back from her by Donahoe. Donahoe hands off to White. She's across the timeline. Kicks ahead to Brown. Brown's on right wing with it. Her 10-foot jumper, no good. Rebounded, though, and put back for 2 points by Kirsten Eversole, the junior. 20-11. Arms, three-pointer, left wing. Yes. Katie hits her first. She's pretty deadly from behind the arc. And shows it again now.
Puts her in the double figures, Daniel, with 10.
Katie on the season, a 33% free throw or a three-point shooter. 1 out of 3. That's acceptable for that area.
It is. Yeah.
It's kind of streaky, too. You know,
yeah,
when she makes one, she's going to make 3 or 4 that night. And then sometimes, you know.
On average, though, if you can get 1 out of 3 in high school, that's pretty good.
Coach will tell you to keep shooting them.
That's right.
Burchett back at the line. She was fouled on the floor somewhere. I actually missed it while I was looking up that three-point percentage. She misses the front end of that 1-1. Rebounded by Trousdale County's Morgan White. White has it, crosses the timeline. Tried to work ahead to Kenley Brown and another turnover. This is 2 games in a row that the Lady Bulldogs opposition just doing a poor job handling the ball.
Yeah, their passing's not pretty exact. They threw it too high several times. They're not shy about shooting it either, but they get a half a look when they sling it up there.
23-11 the score. Clay County up by 12. 19 fouls against Trousdale County. 3 against Clay County. Jenkins has it stolen from her by Simmons. Simmons works over to Kayla Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline. And it's knocked out of bounds by Marley Ashlock. Trousdale now to inbound from directly in front of the Lady Bulldog bench. Weaver checks back into the contest. Bradley Burchett going to sit down on the 4-4 Clay County. Weaver, Ashlock, and Jenkins, Copas, and Arms. Donahoe with it, top of the key, works over to Brown. Brown inside to Simmons. Weaver going to be called for the foul. That's kind of one thing I like. You know, you see Lauren come in playing that substitute role. She plays very aggressively. She can kind of afford to. She's got those 5 fouls, and she's a tough defender. Simmons is a little bit bigger body, so she's working hard to deny her the ball.
They're going to call that one every time. I never did really understand it, but when you reach over around to the top, it's a foul every time any coach.
Yeah, and I don't know how Matt teaches, but she was on the wrong side of her, what I always taught. I always try to get baseline side, hand around, you know. Mm-hmm. She was on the high side with a hand around. You get burnt just about every time like that.
Trousdale going to inbound the basketball after a pass was knocked out of bounds by Clay County. They work it into Simmons. Simmons hands off to Donahoe. Donahoe defended by Katie Arms. She kicks across to Eversole. Eversole to Brown. Brown inside to Simmons. Now back outside to Belcher. Belcher driving across the paint, defended by Weaver, has to give it up. Now back to Brown. Now inside the Simmons. Her shot no good. Rebound Copas. Copas across the timeline. Dishes off to Ashlock. She fires a three.
Yeah.
Marley knocking down the long ball. She hit one the other night against Gordon's. Well, hits another now. She's also about a 30% three-point shooter.
That's not bad.
Clay County comes up with a basketball. Another Yellow Jacket turnover. 5:15 in this second quarter. Clay County in front by 15, 26-11. Copas with it. High post now to Jenkins. Outside the arms. Left wing three-pointer. Good. You talked about her being streaky. She's 2 for 2 from that left wing. She missed one early, so I guess on the night she's 2 of 3. 5 minutes here to play in the second. That three-pointer by Arms puts Clay County up by 18, 29-11. Trailsdale with the ball. Donahoe out top. Kicks over to Eversole. She fires a three. No good. Rebound, Katie Arms. Arms across the timeline. Hands off to Copas. Copas now drives. 10-foot jumper. No good. Missed everything. Goes out of bounds. Rachel does look a little off tonight. As you mentioned, her dad reported she perhaps had a little bit of sickness going on. She's going to get a seat right now. Clay County has a pretty firm grasp on this one. 18-point lead here in the second quarter. Good opportunity to see some other girls play on the floor right now. Kelsey Roten, Lauren Weaver, Zoe Hayes, Katie Arms, and Riley Burchett. Hayes defends Donahoe. Right wing. Now a trap between Arms and Hayes. That trap pressure forces a pass out of bounds off the fingers of Riley Burchett, though, so the Yellow Jackets maintain possession. Anything of interest in the stat column, Thomas?
Well, Katie Arms is up to 13 points with those back-to-back threes, Daniel, as I think that was
Eversole.
Eversole with two.
Eversole adding two more for the Yellow Jackets. Lauren Weaver fires a three-pointer off the back of the rim. Fights to get her on rebound. Can't do it, though. Belcher comes up with it. Goes to Donahoe. Back to Belcher. Weaver knocks it out of bounds. That's kind of the thing you see that I've noticed about Lauren. If she maybe doesn't get a rebound, maybe something doesn't go her way, she amps up the intensity and comes back and tries to affect it. Almost like a quarterback throwing an interception. You want to make that tackle. So if she has a ball stolen from her, she comes back and wants it back.
Yeah, it's not for lack of effort from her part. She really hustles. She just, like I say, needs a little more playing time under her belt. Some confidence on the offensive end from those sophomores would really help them.
Belcher at the line, shooting. Hits the first. Foul was called against Hayes, her second personal of the contest. Clay County's sixth team foul of the first half. 4:08 on the clock. Belcher fires another one. It's also good. New score. Clay 29, Trailsdale 15. 14 points the lead for the black and gold. Hayes with it, running the point. Kicks over to Arms, left wing. She goes baseline to Burchett. Burchett across court to Roten. Back to Hayes. She fires a three, top of the key, off the back of the iron. No good. Rebounded by Donahoe. Donahoe works ahead to Belcher. She's across the timeline. Dribbles to right wing. Circles around. Kicks it over to Garrett. Garrett in a trap now, tries to get rid of the ball, does so, and that ball goes out of bounds. Clay County with another. Oh, the official changed his mind. Started to say Clay County ball, but he changed, and Katie Arms just has to smile. Trailsdale inbounds. Travel called, Eversole. Defended by Weaver. She took one too many steps. New player coming in for Trailsdale County, number 30, Jaslyn Marshall. Her first appearance in the contest. Trailsdale County, as we said, 5-15 overall. They had probably a 500 record last year. Had a senior transfer player from somewhere down around Nashville. It was pretty good.
She gave him out, Juliet.
She made them a credible squad. I think they maybe had another senior last year that lost her down this year. Just not that strong of a team.
No. I think that girl signed with junior college in Alabama that the big hardy girl from Jackson County is playing at.
Right.
I don't know what the name of it is, but.
Trailsdale with the ball. Shot was no good by Eversole. Rebounded by Kelsey Roten. Roten's pass ahead was stolen, though, by Donahoe, and a personal going to be called against Zoe Hayes. That's her third. Zoe uses up over half of her allotment here in the first half. 3 minutes remaining in the second quarter, 29-15 the score. Trailsdale now going to go to the line to shoot 1-1. Jenkins and Copas going to check back in for Clay County. Hayes and Weaver going to sit down on the floor for the Lady Bulldogs. Jenkins, Burchett, Arms, Roden, and Copas. It is Donahoe at the line to shoot the front end of 1-1. Misses that. It's rebounded, though, by Marshall. She keeps it alive for the Lady Yellow Jackets. Kicks it back to Donahoe. Donahoe across court to Eversole. Eversole back to Donahoe. Now back to Marshall. Left corner. Long three-pointer taken by Donahoe. That's no good. Rebounded, though, by Donahoe. Got her on rebound. Followed that shot. Kicks it over to another substitute. I don't have a name on her. Looks like number five is a foul call against Copas. Almost a clean steal by Rachel. Got a little bit of a hand, though. And that unknown Lady Yellow Jacket's going to go to the line to shoot one. 2:38 on this first half clock. It's not been a very entertaining game, Coach Sims.
No, it's not. We had a couple of streaks where we looked pretty good, but we've been kind of wild and turned it over quite a bit.
Free throw missed by the Lady Yellow Jackets. Clay County now with it. They come down. Copas' shot blocked. Arms comes up with loose ball. It goes off her foot out of bounds. Lady Yellow Jackets take back over 2:27. Thomas to play in the second. Clay County does have that 14-point lead, 15:29.
Long dry stretch here for Clay County. Yeah, it has. Trousdale County scored the last 4 points of this ball game.
We have scored about 4 minutes, I don't believe.
Coach said he didn't think we'd score in about 4 minutes. As we see number five, that substitute come in and hit a long three-pointer for Trousdale County. I believe that may be Elise Satterfield, who we've got listed as number four. We're going to go with that anyway. Satterfield, a common name down here. We think of a director of schools, Clint Satterfield. I don't know if there's a relation or not. Under 2 minutes to play as Eversole comes up with a steal on the defensive end. And Trousdale now with it across the timeline to Simmons inside. Her shot good, and she was fouled by Cherokee Upton. And this place has come to life. The Trousdale County faithful across the way just tickled to death as they see what was a 14-point deficit for their hometown Lady Yellow Jackets cut all the way to 9 points. 29-20 the score, and Matt Walker wants a timeout as all of a sudden we've got a ball game.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Hartsville, where Trousdale County can complete a 10-0 run here, Daniel, to narrow this score to 29-21 with this free throw making an 8-point ball game.
Simmons fires it. It is no good. Rebounded by Jenkins. Jenkins lost the ball, stolen by Marshall. Marshall's going to be fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot too. Fortunately, she did miss that shot. Jenkins picks up what I think is her first personal of this contest. And we see Jaslyn Marshall going to the line. And if she's accurate here, could cut it to 7. 29-20 currently the score. Clay County, a better team. However, right now, Trousdale has the momentum.
They sure do.
Marshall hits that free throw. As we see Weaver and Ashlock check back in, Jenkins is going to come to the bench. She does have two personals. I had missed one. On the floor for the black and gold, Copas, Ashlock, Weaver, Burchett, Arms. Marshall fires the second. It's good. 7-point game. 29-22. Weaver inbounds to Copas. Copas walks it across the timeline.
They about scored us 11-0. It was 29-11 at one time.
Ashlock, right wing. Now Weaver up top. Arms. She dribbles. Kicks over to Copas. Left wing. Tried to go to Burchett inside. Couldn't do it. Copas still with it. Left wing. Still can't get it inside. Drives it herself. Now to Burchett. Baseline. Shot up good. Copas did a nice job drawing Eversole to her and then dishing off to Burchett. 31-22 the score. 9 points, the Clay County lead. 1 minute and 5 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Eversole with it out top. Hands off to Satterfield. Satterfield dribbles. Inside the seven. Shot good. 31-24. Still a 7-point game here. Ashrock, right wing. Now Copas out top. Weaver, high post. Ashrock, right wing. Back up to Copas up top. She fires a three. No good. Rebounded by Arms. Arms in the paint. Back to Copas. Copas drives. Left baseline. Gets to the hoop. Dishes Ashrock. Shot up. Good. Good assist by Copas. Nice little shot for the junior Ashrock. 30 seconds to play here in the opening half. Donahoe with it. Hands off to Eversole. Eversole to Satterfield. She's at right wing, defended by Weaver. Gives it up to Marshall. Foul call. Ashrock going to send Marshall to the line to shoot two. Double bonus now. For Trousdale, Clay County with those 10 personals in this first half. Marshall hit both of her prior free throws. Ashrock picks up what was her first personal of the contest. First one's away. Good. Marshall, 3 of 3 from the charity stripe here in the second quarter. She's kind of come in and provided the spark. Second one's away. And it's also good. 7-point game, 33-26. The score after Clay County was up by 19 points at one time, I believe. 10 seconds left in it. Copas up top. Goes to Ashrock, right wing. Kicks it to Weaver, top of the key. 5 seconds. Katie Arms, left wing. She's got it. 2 seconds. Copas, 1 second. Kicks to Arms. Shot away. No good. First half ends, 33-26. And we've got a ball game here in Hartsville between these two districts, 6A foes. Stay tuned for the Public Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Lady Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapman for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert. He'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Lady Bulldog coach Joe Sims, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome back to Hartsville, where Clay County leads Trousdale County 33-26 here at halftime. The Lady Dogs led 19-9 at the end of the first quarter and then increased their margin to 29-11, led by 18 points midway through the second period when they let Trousdale go on an 11-0 run. They scored 11 points unanswered as Clay County let the Lady Yellow Jackets back in this ball game, and now they only lead by 7, 33-26 here at the break. Briley Burchin has 11 points so far for Clay County. Katie Arms, 13, and made 2 3-pointers. Marley Ashlock, 5. Eliza Jenkins, 2. And Zoe Hayes, 2. Several scores for Trousdale County. Claire Belcher has 4. Josie Garrett has 2. Kaylin Donahoe has 2. Tori Simmons, 6. Kirsten Eversole, 4, and Alyssa Satterfield, 3, and Jaslyn Marshall has 4 for Trousdale County. Again, Clay County carries a slim 33-26 7-point lead into the third quarter when we come back here on the Horizon Sports Network.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Well, I guess we're supposed to be back on air, folks. I apologize. I don't know how long there's been dead space. Me and Mr. Sims was talking and lost track of time. So we do have 2 minutes remaining here in the half. So here on this Pumper Girl Buddy Shelf halftime show, I'm going to go ahead and throw out the Girls District 6A update. May get a few comments from Mr. Sims along the way about some of the scores and things we see there. First of all, first place in the district, Clark Range, 19-2 overall, 8-0 in the district. They beat Ribbon Springs Friday night, 71-33. Tonight they host Pickett County. Coach, I know Clark Range is good. That's a huge win.
Yes. I mean, considering they just beat them by 4 at Clark Range, and then they go to Ribbon and win by 38. I don't understand what's going on. Of course, tonight's another big game of them and Pickett. Of course, like I said, when we played Pickett, you know, it wouldn't surprise me if we beat Pickett.
Yeah, we can.
They're decent. They're a good team, but they're not unbeatable or anything. So I'd like to see them go up there and beat Clark Range to make it interesting, but you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, it would. Second place in the district is Pickett County, 19-1 overall, 7-1 in district play. They beat Monterey 83-33 Friday night. They are at Clark Range. That's a feature matchup in the state. Third place, Clay County, 12-8 overall, 6-2 in the district. They beat Gordonsville 61-26 Friday night. They are here at Trousdale leading at the half, 33-26. Fourth place, Red Moreland, 15-8 overall, 4-4 in the district. They lost to Clark Range, 33-71. Tonight, they are hosting Monterey. Should be a win for them there, I think, against the Monterey girls.
Yeah, I would think so, yeah.
Fifth place, Gordonsville, 9-9 overall, 3-5 in the district. Of course, losers to Clay County, 26-61 Friday night. Tonight, they host Jackson County. Sixth place, Trousdale, 5-15 overall, 2-6 in the district. Lost to Jackson County, 36-56 Friday night. They are hosting Clay County now, trailing by 7, fixing the start of the third quarter. Seventh place, Jackson County, 2-15 overall, 1-6 in district play. They beat the Lady Yellow Jackets 56-36 Friday night. Their first district win in 2 years for Jim Brown and the Lady Blue Devils. Tonight they are at Gordonsville. And finally, eighth place, Monterey, 4-16 overall, 0-7 in the district. They lost to Pickett County 33-83 Friday night. Tonight they are at Redbone Springs. Girls 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. Extermination is our vocation. Second half action fixing to get underway here. Coach Sims, what do we need?
Well, we need to kind of settle down and quit throwing the ball away so much. You know, I think we played pretty sloppy there for most of the first half. We had two or three little stretches where we played good. That's really why we're ahead as much as we are. You know, we was ahead 29-11 there at one time. Then we kind of didn't do much the rest of the half and let them get back in it here. We just need to settle back down, you know, try to get that high-low game going, you know, move the ball around, get some good open threes. We can hit them. We get good looks, I think.
We have seen the team switch into the fours. Clay County will be scoring at the hoop to our left during the second half. Trousdale County, the hoop to our right. 33-26 the score. The first half ended under a lot of momentum by the Lady Yellow Jackets. The black and gold do have possession here to start this second half of play, though. Cobus with it out top. Coach Walker up. Playing an active role here, wants to see his girls play like the team they can be, like the third team in District 6. And we have a kickball by Satterfield. It's interesting to see head coach Hawkins go with that same lineup he finished with rather than returning to his starters. He's got some of those subs we saw play real good there at the end of the second quarter.
Yeah, those are the ones that kind of got them back in this thing.
Clay County, on the other hand, has went back to the original five starters of Copas, Ashlock, Jenkins, Burchett, and Arms. Covers with it out top, gives to Jenkins, shot from high post, no good. Got her on rebound, kicks it out to Arms. Arms down to Covers, who's at left wing, defended by Donahoe. She circles back out, gives to Arms, back to Covers. Now Jenkins, inside to Burchett. Arms tried to go, she couldn't get it to her though. Now Ashok, right corner. She's in a trap. Under pressure, goes baseline, kicks to Jenkins. 6 feet from the basket, kicks it back out though to Covers. Clay County playing for a good open look, and they turn it over. Used about 50 seconds of this third quarter game clock to try to get a good shot and had it stolen from him. Donahoe quickly, coast to coast, scoring. We've got a 5-point game. 33-28 to score. Clay County in front. Copas back across the timeline for her team. Clay County needs points. They don't need to let this Trousdale momentum continue. Jenkins, high post where she's going to be fouled by number 14, Coley Donahoe. I think that's Donahoe's second personal. Yes, the scoreboard agrees with me.
I think she's the girl that was out the last time we played them. That's supposed to be a really good player. She looked pretty good on that last drive and score.
I remember her from last
year.
Yeah,
I don't think she played that first time.
You're correct. Her name was not on Andrew Meadows' game report, so I guess that's who you were talking about.
Yeah.
I think she's at least a junior.
Yeah, I remember her from last year, too.
Clay County with the ball, going to have to inbound it after it was knocked out of bounds by Trousdale. Ball inbounded to Merchant beneath. Power dribble, shot up good. She's pretty powerful with it.
Yeah, it's hard to stop her down there unless you're just a lot taller.
Trousdale with it. Clay County, though, with the lead. 35-28, seven-point game. Eversole in the paint, kicks out to center field, fires the three. Good. She's hit two big ones, Coach, and she's been about 3 feet behind the arc.
Yeah.
She's done it.
That must be her specialty.
Both of them right-wing shots, too. 6:15 and ticking. Third quarter action. Ashlock, 8-foot jumper, shot blocked by Marshall. Picked up the center field. Works ahead to Donahoe. She plays quickly. Gets to the hoop.
Right.
Will it be a charge? Yes. Katie Arms got in position, set up shop, and Chloe Donahoe picks up her third personal.
Good job by Arms there recognizing Donahoe wasn't going to drop a gear on that one and took the charge. Hopefully a momentum swing here for Clay County. Coach, they just got to get that high-low game working again as they kind of isolate Burchett by herself in the paint this time.
Compass with it, gives to Burchett. Burchett at the free throw line, kicks to Arms. Arms right corner, dribbles back. Jenkins out top. Now to Ashlock, who was fouled. Eversole going to be called for that infraction. I show it as being her second. Nope. First personal. Arms going to inbound. That's three team fouls for Trousdale here in this third quarter. We've got a four-point game, 35-31. Clay County in front. Ashlock left corner, dribbles out, gives to Copas. Copas working against Satterfield, hands off to Jenkins. Trousdale still running that 2-3, as Coach and Thomas have both been talking about. Arms misses from right block, rebound Simmons, hands off to Eversole. Eversole to Donahoe. Donahoe across the timeline. Gives back to Eversole. Eversole now with it. Gives to Satterfield. The outside threat from right corner. She kicks it across court to Brown. Brown back to Satterfield. 5 minutes to play on the clock. Third quarter. Katie Arms a steal. Gives up to Ashlock. Ashlock now to Copas. Copas right elbow. Now right block. Shot up.
Good.
And goes to the line. She was fouled. I think maybe Brown committing that foul. Yes, it was Kenley Brown, her second personal on the night. Neither team has a player with more than 3 personals, so a lot of times give that foul update at halftime. Failed to do it tonight. During our pregame show, we played about 25 minutes of Clay County Sports Inductee Hall of Fame interviews. If you missed that, once we go final here tonight, it will be on the website below the live player. Go back and listen to that. Special night for those guys. And perhaps we'll talk about them a little bit more later on, but we've got a good one here. 37-31 the score. Clay County in front. Trousdale with the basketball, though. Satterfield right corner gives off to Simmons. Simmons out top to Brown. Brown throwing the elbow. She'll have to watch it. It'll get an offensive foul call. She did not, though. Stolen by Katie Arms. Ball does go out of bounds off of Arms. Trousdale maintains possession.
You know, one constant in all of this has been Katie Arms. Even during that slow stretch, she's been, you know, disruptive all night long. And, of course, made the 2 big three-pointers.
Yeah, I agree, Thomas. She's pulled down a lot of rebounds. Has played well throughout. Copas went baseline. Her shot hit the bottom of the backboard. Tried to save it. It does go out of bounds off of Kenley Brown. So the Black and Gold maintain possession.
You know, the last 2-3 possessions, we've seen Clay County kind of try to penetrate this zone instead of working high-low like before it was working. You know, it's kind of hard to drive the basketball on the zone.
It is. Sometimes you can get it between those gaps, you know, but it's part of what kind of defenders you got. But, yeah, it's harder to penetrate the zone most of the time.
Burchett got in the paint a few minutes ago. Her shot was no good. It was rebounded by Trousdale. We come down to the end of the floor, and Bradley's going to be called for the personal foul. Should be her second, and it is. On the floor for Clay County, those original 5 starters, Copas, Burchett, Jenkins, Arms, and Ashlock. Brown with it for Trousdale. Works inside to Simmons. Another foul for Bradley Burchett. That was just a poor decision on her part.
Yes, it was.
reached the arm in knowing it was not going to be allowed, and Simmons had it right block. Burchett didn't like it, reached in there and was called for the foul. Three personals now for Bradley. Simmons goes to the line to shoot two, misses the first. 37-31 the score. It stayed close here during this third quarter of action. 3:51 on the clock. Simmons has an opportunity to shoot another one. Misses it. Rebound Jenkins. Jenkins works across the timeline. Gives off to Copas as we see Weaver come to the scorer's table. Katie Arms with it now. Back to Copas. Copas drives inside. Fed Burchett. Burchett was not ready for it. A nice pass by Copas, but Bradley just wasn't seeing it there. And a turnover. And I don't think a foul call, just a turnover, right, Coach?
Yeah, no foul.
Traveling call against Burchett, perhaps, on the floor.
Or rolled it out of bounds or something.
Travisdale does come up with it. Bradley playing with three personals. Did not pick up a fourth foul, though. Weaver on the floor as we see Jenkins sit down. Simmons with it underneath. She scores. Tie one here. 4 points now. Clay County in front, 37-33. Copas across the timeline. She's at right wing, dribbling around out top, still a 2-3 zone, out of Travisdale County. Katie Arms, left wing, and she fires a three. No good, off the front of the rim, rebound Satterfield. Satterfield lost it, Copas and her, jump ball. Nice job by Rachel to get down on the floor for it. Possession arrow in favor of Clay County. Coach, I know during the Gordonsville game, you were talking about you can get those outside shots. Sometimes you got to swing it around the perimeter quickly, but maybe that's something we need to do now.
Yeah, Katie.
Well, he's still running the spread, putting four on the free throw line and letting Burchett work amongst three in the paint. So, I don't know.
Clay County with the ball. Copas, now to Burchett, high post, outside the arms.
You see Weaver on the baseline now, so we're back to the high-low with Burchett at the top.
Copas fires right elbow, no good. Rebound Simmons. Travisdale with a big opportunity here. Simmons being denied in the back court by Weaver. Weaver still there. They finally get it to Donahoe, and the point guard brings it across the timeline. 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Clay County in front, 37-33. They've led throughout from the early moments of this one, but it's got real tight here in the last quarter of play. Satterfield, right wing, kicks across to Eversole. Eversole baseline. She's well defended by Burchett. Burchett comes up with a steal, works ahead to Copas. Rachel across the timeline. Right corner. Now on the baseline. Layup good.
We needed that.
Rachel's first points, perhaps, of the contest. She has three. Hit a free throw early or something?
No, she got a bucket in this quarter, Daniel. That gives her four for the third.
Okay. Donahoe with it. She drives. Passed over to Simmons. Simmons having a big third quarter. She adds two more. That's at least six she's got in the frame. 39-35 the score. 1:50 and ticking. Copas feeds Burchett. Right block. Shot good. Nice assist by Rachel and Bradley closely coming up to around 20 points on the night probably. 1.5 to play here in the third quarter. 6-point game. 41-35 Clay County in front. Donahoe with it. Right wing defended by Weaver. She throws. Well, she keeps it. A whistle blows. A timeout taken. That's what happened. Timeout taken by Jared Hawkins. That's going to be a full timeout. He has two remaining in this contest. 1:28 left in the third. 41-35 the score. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Back here live in Hartsville, 41-35 the score, Clay County, in a battle here.
I mean, we've actually lost ground this quarter. We was up 7 at halftime, now we're up 6. So
Clay County just huge winners back in December over the Lady Yellow Jackets, 85-58. We thought that's what was going to happen tonight as Marshall fires a three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Weaver. Weaver hands off to Copas. Rachel going to bring it across the timeline. Clay County needs some points here on this possession. She's got it, top of the key, drives left, kicks at the Katie Arms left corner. Inside to Copas now in the paint. Dishes off to Burchett. Burchett good. Rachel just doing a nice job finding Merchant.
Yeah, she is. She's
Riley scoring the points, but Rachel probably working harder to get the
ball
to her.
That's right.
Under a minute to play here in this third quarter. 43-35 the score. Eversole with it for Crowsdale County. In the paint. Shot up. No good. Rebound Simmons. Put back. No good. Knocked out of bounds by Simmons. Bay County gets the ball. 8-point lead for the Lady Dogs. The biggest of the quarter for them. 43-35. We've not seen as many girls play here for Clay County in this third quarterback.
No, it's six, I think.
We've not seen Zoe Hayes. She has those three personals. Jenkins inside, tried to go across the paint. The Burchett ball was kicked by Eversole, and a foul has been called. I believe we were going to be called for that one, if I saw it correctly. Yes. That's going to be Weaver's second personal. 30 seconds remains. After that kick ball, it was a bit of a loose ball. Weaver trying to get to it, ended up with body contact on a Lady Yellow Jacket. That's how that foul was called. Belcher with it. First time she's seen action in the quarter. Across the line, kicks to Donahoe. Now to Marshall, left corner. She's back across to Belcher. 15 seconds to play. She drives. Katie Arms there denying her. Ball out of bounds off of Arms. Katie has played a good game. Thomas, you mentioned it earlier. She's just been solid tonight throughout. Not a surprise to see her playing that way, but she's really the only Lady Dog to do it throughout. Copas has played well, but she said a lot in the first half.
Yeah, I agree with you, Daniel. You know, if anybody feels a little sense of urgency, it's Katie Arms right now. And that's what Clay County's going to have to do. As Jenkins fouls Simmons, and she's going to the line again. Fortunately, she's not been real good there for Crowsdale County so far.
That's right, and a lot of the times she's went there, she's not hit the initial shot, so there have not been and-one opportunities. Simmons at the line for two. 3.8 seconds left in the third quarter.
Four on Burchett, too.
Jenkins got that one. Did Jenkins? No, they called it on Merchant, yeah.
Oh, my.
Not Jenkins.
That's four on her, and here comes Isabella Hill.
Me and Thomas thought it was on Eliza. Four for Riley.
Kind of hurt. She'll probably upset for 4 or 5 minutes now.
Big storyline there, having the lead score as Simmons knocks down the second. Hit them both. No, just one of them. Third quarter in, 43-37 the score. Clay County in front by six. Crowsdale refusing to go away.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
With Twin Lakes Future-Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Back here live in Hartsville, Tennessee for the fourth and final corner of this District 6A girls matchup. Clay County in front by six, 43-37. Crowsdale County with the basketball, though. Eversole to inbound from the midcourt line. Works into Belcher. Belcher left wing. Drives to the block. Kicks over to Simmons. Simmons to Marshall. Marshall over to Donahoe. There's been two different Donahoes that have played tonight. Kaylin and Chloe. Kayla Moore in the first quarter, Chloe Moore down the stretch. Trails down inbounds it after Clay Kenny knocked it out of bounds. Donahoe with it, gives to Belcher. Belcher now to Marshall. Marshall defended by Kelsey Roten on the floor for the black and gold. Roten Jenkins who gets a steal. She could go all the way to the hoop here. She works down the left block, shots up, no good. She will go to the line. They call a foul on Marshall. Jaslyn Marshall picks up her first personal. As I was saying, on the floor for Clay County, Katie Arms, Lauren Weaver, Eliza Jenkins, who's at the line to shoot two, Kelsey Roten and Rachel Cuppas.
Nice job by Jenkins jumping in that passing lane there and taking it coast to coast. And she misses the first.
A little too strong. Went off the back of the iron. Releases the second. It's good. 7-point separation now. Three possession game. 44-37. Trousdale with it. Marshall, right wing. Simmons, left box. He scores. Weaver was in front. Katie Arms behind, but Simmons scores anyway. She's having a good night. 7:20 and ticking. 5-point game. 44-39. 5-point lead for Clay County. They do have the basketball. Arms, left wing. Drives into the paint. Tried to go to Jenkins. Jenkins did not see that pass. She had an open look from left block, but didn't realize the ball was coming her way. It goes out of bounds. Trailsdale with an opportunity to draw within one possession. Got to have full court pressure here, Coach, on this inbound play. Actually, they sag off of it. They don't pick them up.
Yeah, I think there is a full court man.
We gave them fifth earlier with it.
Yeah, we really hurt them.
Belcher fires a three.
Two.
Good. We have a two-point contest here in Hartsville. Clay County in front, 44-42. And if they don't get the lead out of their shoes, Coach Sims, they're
well,
in trouble.
I've got a steal
Belcher
here.
Comes up with a steal from Kovas. Gets to the hoop. Misses the shot. Was fouled by Roden. She'll go to the line with an opportunity to tie this thing up.
That's, I don't know what to say. I mean, we've got 6 minutes and 45 seconds to get it straightened out. We're going to get beat.
Clay County played well against Red Bull, and they played well against Gordonsville. Played decent over at Macon County going back about 8 days ago, 9 days ago. You go back to that Pickett County game that took place about 10 days ago, and we just had a bad night.
Yeah,
we're kind of looking at that same performance here. Belcher at the line. She misses both of those. Huge missed free throws. Lauren Weaver comes down with the rebound.
Dishes
off to Jenkins. 6:40 to settle this one. Trailsdale nipping at Clay County's heels. Their fan base across the way gets behind them. Clay County with the basketball. A steal. It's Donahoe. Coley Donahoe going to be 2-on-1 against Copas. And a nice job by the senior Kelsey Roden. Came up from behind. Did not get possession of the ball. However, took away the layup as she knocked it out of bounds.
Roden hustling back there. Of course, she's the one that committed a turnover on the other end. But kind of like you said, Weaver, once she's done that, she has the drive to get back, get a hand on that ball, and keep Trousdale County off the board, which is huge in this two-point ball game.
Trousdale with a three-pointer. Could go ahead. They do not. It was missed. Rebounded by Katie Arms.
Yeah, we got numbers.
Arms with it. 2-on-1. It's Jenkins and Arms against Donahoe. Arms keeps it herself. Shot no good. She was fouled, though. Donahoe going to be called with the personal.
That's her fourth, isn't it?
Kaylin Donahoe is going to have that one.
Okay.
Wrong Donahoe.
Okay.
Chloe's got three. Kaylin also has three. Arms in the line to shoot two. Hits the first one. Katie's bound to be pretty good from the line this year. We see she's about 71%.
Pretty good.
From there. Second one's away. Misses that one. Rebounded by Weaver. Weaver keeps it alive. Big possession here. Clay County needing points. Copas out top. Jenkins high post. Ashlock. Arms. Three-pointer. Left corner. No good. Rebounded by Simmons. Simmons with it, and we're going to have a jump ball call. A nice job by Liza Jenkins. She got a hand on it.
Our
Simmons
ball.
Violently ripping it away from her, knocked Jenkins to the ground, but only after the whistles blow. Jump ball call, possession arrow in favor of Clay County. 6:01 on the clock. We've got a one-possession game. Clay County 45, Trousdale 42. Three-point contest. Clay County with the basketball, though. And they're not going to be able to milk any time here, and they don't want to. It's quickly inside the body Belcher. Rachel Copas, Coach Sims, she was 4 feet behind the top of the key, saw her freshman teammate open and whizzed it in there.
She kind of got behind all the defense that time. She was wide open.
That foul going to go against Trousdale County's number 11, Kirsten Ebersole. Merchant completes that three-point play the old-fashioned way. And Merchant going to come sit down. She does have four personals, six-point lead right now, two-possession game. Coach Walker going to rest her, make sure she doesn't pick up a foul on defense. On the 4-4 Clay County, we have Copas, Jenkins, Weaver, Ashlock, and Arms. Chloe Donahoe has it out top. She's been the hero here for Trousdale. Her and Simmons have played very well. Ebersole with it, top of the key. Now off to the other Donahoe. Back to Belcher out top. Coley Donahoe, right corner, inside the Simmons, right block. Weaver there, blocks the shot. Loose ball picked up by Jenkins. A big play by Weaver. Simmons has been eating us up on that right block. She denies her that time. Copas out top. 5.5 minutes ticking here. Clay County in front, 48-42. Jenkins, high post. Cross to Ashlock, now back to Copas. Now to Jenkins, now to Arms, inside to Weaver. Tried to go across the paint. Pass stolen. She's going to be called for the personal as she tried to get that loose ball. I would love to have seen Weaver just spun to the goal there. She was on left block. Perhaps could have got a good look at it. Tried to dish off, though, and gets called for her third personal. We see the potential of Lauren Weaver there. Once she gets it all going, she's going to be dangerous. She's here on the defensive end. Perhaps she'll get called on again. Trousdale County with the basketball. Belcher drives left block. Jenkins there defended it. Missed the shot and a rebound by Weaver. She gives back off to Jenkins. 4:50. Clay County with an opportunity to pull on away here one more time. They're up by 6, 48-42. Weaver with it. Left baseline. Kicks it back to Copas. Fires the three. No good. Rebound Arms. Arms put back. She was fouled, but no whistles blown. Donahoe knocks her down.
Knocked her blood middle floor.
He's going to go coast to coast, but Weaver cuts that off. Donahoe slips underneath her, though, and scores. A nice move by the upperclassman guard for Trousdale County, and it's 4 points. 48-44. Clay County in front. 4:20 to settle it as Burgett comes back to the scores table to check in. Katie Arms, left wing. Now Weaver, left corner. Back out top to Copas. Copas drives left elbow. Now across to Ashlock. Ashlock back to Copas out top. Clay County just chewing some time. Passing around the perimeter. Jenkins, high post. Now Arms. Now Weaver, left corner. Just chewing time. They've got a 4-point lead. Let it tick away. Copas still with it out top. Trousdale content to let it sit. If I was Rachel, I'd just stand there. Chew up as much of this time as possible. Now we see Eversole come out to contest her.
Having to go man here.
Rachel easily beats Eversole, and she was fouled. They're saying the foul was on the floor. Eversole will be called for the foul, but Coach Sims, we saw Copas get to the hoop and score, but they're saying the foul was on the floor.
Well, she'll have a 1-1.
Eversole picks up her third personal. Rachel had the line for the front end of a 1-1. Shots away, no good.
Crap.
Rebounded by Simmons.
Rimmed out.
Simmons to Chloe Donahoe. 3.5 minutes to play. Donahoe with it, defended by Copas. Picks up the dribble, shoots, no good. Rebounded by Copas. Rachel with it, she pushes hard across the timeline. Has numbers in her favor, goes to Jenkins. Jenkins can't hang on to it, though, and he goes out of bounds. Trousdale going to come up with the possession. .3:14 left in this fourth quarter. Clay County up, 48-44. Boys action coming up after this one. Stay with us. We are thrilled that you're here listening on the Horizon Sports Network. We hope these last 3 minutes of game go in favor of Matt Walker and his Lady Bulldogs. Trousdale with the basketball. 3 minutes to play. Donahoe, left wing, inside the Belcher. Shot good. 2-point contest, 48-46. Clay County with the lead. Timeout taken by Coach Walker. Should be a full timeout. 2:51 left in this one. Clay County 48, Trousdale 46. We'll be back in 60 seconds.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue. With their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here for what's going to be a dramatic conclusion. I'm sure there'll be more timeouts down the stretch right now. 2:51 left in regulation. Clay County in front by 2, 48-46. Clay County does have the basketball. Copas across the timeline. She's defended by Belcher. Kicks to Weaver. Back to Copas. 2-3 zone out of Trousdale here. Clay County just working it around the perimeter between the guards. We see Eliza Jenkins at high post. She has the ball. It's dished off to Arms. Arms right baseline. Gets to the block. No good. Was fouled by Simmons, but no whistles. Whoa. And Weaver's going to be called on what's going to be her fourth personal foul. But we're down to the nitty-gritty. I think Coach Walker may just leave her in. We'll have to see. Riley Burchett has four. She currently is on the floor. Weaver has four. She's currently on the floor. For Clay County, we do see in the lineup Rachel Copas, Katie Arms, Eliza Jenkins, Lauren Weaver, and Riley Merchant. We've got Eversole at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. She could tie this game up. First one's away, and it is no good. Rebounded by Weaver. Weaver's been good on the boards. Works ahead to Arms. Clay County still in front by 2. 2:20 on the clock. Copas with it out top. The veteran junior point guard in her third year starting. Works over to her classmate, Katie Arms, and Arms is going to be fouled by Belcher. Now, Clay County is in the bonus. Katie going to the line for what could be points that extend this to a two-possession game. If we can be good from the line, Coach, we could see it here.
Yeah.
On Katie's shots, but in the final minutes. And Katie does hit that first one.
As long as we can keep a four-point lead, we can run clock, make them foul.
Katie knocks good. Both of those down. Big baskets for the junior. 2:12 left. Clay County in front by 4. 50-46. Clay County with that big 19-point first quarter. They've been slow offensively, so to speak, since then, only managing about 31 points in the last three quarters as opposed to the 19 in the first. Katie Arms is going to be called for a jump ball. Okay, I thought they was going to call a foul. Katie does a nice job, gets her hands on the loose ball, and jump ball is in favor of Trousdale, though they maintain possession. But now, if there's another, Clay County has the possession area in their favor. Offensive foul, not called. Trousdale County's Chloe Donahoe knocked down Katie Arms on the inbound play. Eversole with it, works the Belcher, and a travel's going to be called. Belcher can't believe it, and I think we see a makeup call there for
Hell, Hayes. Maybe.
After Donahoe aggressively.
I can't believe they didn't call a charge on that.
Minute 45 left in the fourth. Clay County with the ball and the four-point lead, 50-46. Copas out top, kicks it over to Arms. Arms to Jenkins. Jenkins under pressure from Belcher. Tries to give it away, she does, to Riley Burchett, who's out top now. Kind of out of character for her. Clay County just working a weave out top. And Copas now kicks over to Weaver, left corner. Back to Burchett. And their coach, Coach Hawk, is screaming for a foul, finally.
So that's on the line, Katie.
Eversole goes, and that's right. He was on them to foul when Burchett had the ball. Burchett... not hardly as good of a free throw shooter as Arms. Arms, though, the one at the line.
I don't really know if he is wanting a particular person foul. He just wants foul, I think.
Arms does knock that one down, so we've got a five-point lead. This next one's a big one, and it's good.
Good.
6 points now, the lead for Clay County. Trousdale has hit some three-pointers, but probably more like a three-possession game here as Clay County has a six-point lead. Katie Arms now going to be called for the foul.
That's what we didn't need to do.
Now, I think that's Katie's second personal, so she's played a pretty clean game here, although she's played very aggressively. Has a lot of steals, a lot of rebounds. Chloe Donahoe at the line. Fires it, misses it. Rebounded by Donahoe. Got it on rebound. Tiptoe. Her put back. No good. Rebound. Katie Arms. Arms going to be fouled by Belcher. And Katie could stretch this thing on out here. If she's going to go to the line. Claire Belcher picks up her fourth personal of this contest. 52-46 the score. Thomas, we haven't given you a chance to speak in a few minutes. You got anything you want to add?
Well, Katie Arms can get to 20 points on the night with these two free throws if she can make them here. And Bradley Burchett already has 20.
She's silky smooth on that one. She's been ice cold down the stretch on these free throws.
Been what?
Ice cold. Just been red hot. Ice cold. It's cold as ice, whatever. Just calm under pressure.
Ice cold, that means you're missing the ball.
We'll say she's been red hot. How's
yeah,
that?
I think
that. Belcher going to be fouled. It's either Weaver or Burchett. Take your pick. We'll see who the official chooses. It's going to go against Bradley Burchett. She fouls out of this contest. 57.4 seconds on the clock. Clay County in front by 7. 53-46 as we see Burchett check out. Thomas, I see you tallying up her final points.
Yeah, she ended up with 20 on the night, and, you know, she's our offensive identity, guys. That's one thing we saw when Burchett got in foul trouble here late. You know, we just kind of lost control of what we do on the offensive end.
Belcher misses the first of her two. Trousdale is in the double bonuses. Clay County has 10.
Cooperated here in the last minute or two. They've missed several foul shots. It's probably hit this one now.
Belcher does hit that one. 53-47. Timeout taken.
We just need to, you know, run the clock, make them foul, and hit our foul shots.
We'll go ahead and play at least one ad. 57.4 seconds remain. Clay County leads by 6, 53-47. Timeout, Trousdale.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Clay County inbound. Comes with it. Works at Ashlock. Her shot up left block. No good. Rebound Claire Simmons. Actually, rebound Eliza Jenkins. And we've got a timeout taken by Matt Walker. 43.8 seconds remain. We'll go ahead and just stay on air this time.
We got lucky.
Go back through the district standings. As we mentioned during the halftime show, Clark Crane sits atop the district. Piggott County second. They are playing each other tonight. Clay County currently third, Redbourne Springs fourth, Yordansville fifth, Trousdale County sixth right now, Jackson County seventh, and Monterey is eighth in the district. We've talked a couple different times about how the district 6A tournament has changed this year. The two teams that finish in the top of the standings will get a double bye all the way into the district semifinals. The teams that finish third and fourth will get a first-round bye. They'll automatically be placed in the district quarterfinals, guaranteeing them, don't guarantee them nothing, they play an elimination game.
Right.
The regular season number 3 plays the winner of 5 and 8, and the regular season number 4 plays the winner of 6 and 7. So right now, if the season ended today, Clay County would be playing the winner of Gordonsville or Monterey. So a pretty good place if they can stay where they're at in the standings. Who knows, though? An upset of Clark Ranger Pickett, you could see Clay County finish first or second. They got to get out of this one first, though.
Yeah.
35 seconds and ticking. 6 points to lead, 53-47. And we're going to see Katie Arms go back to the line for more free throws as a personal was called against Chloe Donahue. That's going to be her fourth of this contest. you start to get the feeling, Coach, after what was a very nerve-wracking fourth quarter, that maybe finally Clay County's going to come out of here with victorious.
Well, hopefully. You know, anything can happen. We still got 36 seconds, but you know, hopefully Katie can put these two in, give us an eight-point lead.
Arms at the line. Now she'll be shooting two.
And missed out.
Misses the first.
We don't need to put them on the line down here, especially a foul out on the floor like we did that last time.
On the floor for Clay County, Kelsey Roten, Eliza Jenkins, Rachel Kovas, Katie Arms, Lauren Weaver. Arms hits the second. Big basket there. 7 points the difference. So a three-possession game, no matter what,
right,
unless some craziness happens like a foul on a made three-pointer or something. Everso with it, top of the key, 25 seconds to play, goes to Satterfield. Satterfield to Donahoe, Donahoe inside to Simmons. She scores. Timeout taken, 19.8 seconds remain. Clay County in front by five, and they're going to have the basketball when we come back from break.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, Twin River Healthcare Facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at
salinahealthcare.com.
Back here live, 19.8 seconds remain. Trails Doug going to have full court pressure here. Looks like a 1-2-1-1 or something. What is that?
Yeah, 1-2-1-1. On the ball. Tried to trap first pass, but they didn't get it.
Arms with it. That's a pocket pick by Belcher. Belcher has it. She gets to the hoop and will be fouled. 10.2 seconds remain. Arms thought perhaps she was fouled. I don't know if she even tried to get the ball back. No whistles blew, though.
There's several no calls here in the last little bit.
Trousdale intentionally trying to foul and just the whistle not blowing, perhaps. Belcher at the line. Hits the first one. 54-50 the score. This next one's a big one. Belcher could draw back to one possession with a hit. She releases. It's good. 54-51. 10.2 on the clock. Kopas with it on the inbound. Kopas too quick. They can't get to her. 5 seconds. She goes to Arms. 4 seconds. Weaver puts it up. And that ices it. 56-51. Clay County going to be winners tonight. Two big points there then for Lauren. Kopas had it. Got to Arms. Got to Weaver. Clay County lucky to come out of here with a win. But, Coach, it's in the history books now. Well, it's a W. It was an ugly one, but it was a 5-point 56-51 win. Stay with us for our post-game show. Thomas and Coach Sims will break it all down when we come back.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center at Twin River Healthcare Facility is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal Housing Lender, member.
Welcome to the Lady Dog Wrap-Up, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, where I can tell you Clay County held on here in Hartsville for a 56-51 five-point win over the Lady Yellow Jackets. And, Coach, just one of those that got away from Clay County. They led by 18 points midway through the second quarter. And then Trousdale County went on an 11-0 run, cut it to 7. Yep. And then even cut it to 6 heading into the fourth quarter, and got as close as a two-point ball game down the stretch. But one of those you can learn from. Clay County held on.
That's the good thing about the game. You know, we found a way to win. Wasn't the prettiest game it's ever been, but I think Trousdale probably had a little better offense than they've had some games this year. You know, they scored 51 points, and you know that's pretty good for them, considering they just scored 33 or whatever against Jackson County the other night. But yeah, it's kind of disappointing, you know, to get out to a big lead like that early, and then I thought we'd just run away with it. But, you know, it was right opposite from that. You know, they, the longer they played, the closer they got. But then we, like I said, we stepped up, made some free throws there at the end, and held on the ball and, you know, came out with a win.
Well, again, you got to take the positives from it, and Clay County took a punch, and they're still standing.
Right. You know, we really couldn't afford to lose this game. You know, if we want to have a chance of finishing, I'm still looking at us finishing the top two, you know.
I think
we can beat Pickett. I think we can go to Red Bull and win. So that's what I'm still looking for.
Play a little bit better than we did tonight.
Well, a lot better than we did tonight. But yeah, that's what we found out about this bunch. They can look really good some nights, not too good some nights.
Right. Coach, appreciate you being here with us again. We'll see you Friday night. Leading the way for Clay County was Katie Arms. She finished with 21 points tonight. Bradley Barchuk not far behind with 20. Rachel Copas had 4. Marley Ashlock 5. Liza Jenkins 2. Lauren Weaver 2. And Zoe Hayes 2. Leading the way for the Lady Yellow Jackets was Tori Simmons in the paint. 16 points tonight. And Clara Belcher with 12 for the Lady Jackets. Again, Clay County pulls out a close one. 56-51, a road win here in Hartsville over Trousdale County. That wraps up the Lady Dog Route, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements, offering windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more, specializing in garage doors and garage door openers. So give Parker Donaldson a call in Salina today.
FDIC. Welcome to the CarQuest pregame show here on the Horizon Sports Network, an in-depth prelude to Bulldog basketball brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. Their newly renovated building on Brown Street in Salina has plenty of room to carry marine oil and fluids, heavy-duty fleet parts, agriculture parts, custom hydraulic hoses, accessories, and much more.
Clay County fans, give local owners Chris and Derek Hicks a call at 931-243-7278 or stop by and see them today for all your parts needs. And be sure to check out their monthly specials for deals you won't find anywhere else but at CarQuest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including the Clay County Chamber of Commerce. You'll like what you see in Clay County because it's a great place to live, work, and play.
Honest Abe Log Homes, helping people realize their dream of log home living from their Moss, Tennessee headquarters since 1979.
McFarland Creek Outdoors, where once-in-a-lifetime trophy dreams come true for hunters right here in the middle of Bulldog Country.
Ollie's Place, look for Tipsy Standing Tall in downtown Salina and stop in for a little taste of soul daily.
Ashcock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent. And Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
And TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
Coming up, we'll preview tonight's boys matchup with legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson and much more as we get ready for tip-off of Bulldog basketball streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Bacon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Melissa White of the Clay County Historic Preservation Committee, inviting you to be a part of our county's sesquicentennial celebration next year. Plans are already underway for the 150th anniversary in 2020, and dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort. We need you to be a part of the biggest celebration in the county's history. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here live on the Horizon Sports Network. As you just heard, we called the conclusion of an exciting District 6A girls game between Trousdale and Clay County. I'm not sure what that final score was. I think 56-51 it ended up. 5-point contest. Clay County, though, does get to 13-8 on the season with that win. 7-2 in district play. And, of course, as we mentioned, the big game tonight in girls' side is Clark Range and Pickett County. Be very interested to find out how that one's going. With that being said, let's go ahead and take a look at the Budget Pest Control Boys 6A update and the standings on that side here on the CarQuest pregame show. First place, Clay County, 18-2 overall, 7-1 in the district. Last Friday, they beat Gordonsville 67-41. Tonight, they're fixing to get it on here in Trousdale County.
Tied for second place, Gordonsville, 12-7 overall, 6-2 in the district. They did lose to Clay County, 41-67 Friday night. Tonight, they are at Jackson County. Actually, they host Jackson County. The other team tied for second, Redbourne Springs, 17-7 overall, 6-2 in the district. Friday, they beat Clark Range, 59-47 Tonight, they host Monterey. Fourth place, Monterey, 16-4 overall, 5-2 in the district. Friday, they beat Pickett County, 56-54 close one. Tonight, they're at Redbourne Springs. Coach, ain't going to be a good one there. Tied for second place Redbourne and fourth place Monterey going at it.
Yes, and, you know, they match up pretty good because I know Monterey's got a real good post player that, you know, we had a little bit of trouble with early on over at Salina, and I know he's not very big, but he's very broad, and he could present some problems for him. But now, on the defensive end, I don't know what kind of answer they'll have for Mars.
Redbourne, one of the two teams that have Monterey, one of the two teams that have beat Redbourne, us being the other one. Fifth place, Pickett County, 11-8 overall, 3-5 in the district. Friday night, they lost to Monterey, 54-56 Tonight, they are at Clark Range. Sixth place, Jackson County, 8-10 overall, 2-5 in district play. Friday, they beat Trailsdale County, 60-59 Tonight, they're at Gordonsville. Seventh place, Trailsdale, 8-12 overall, 2-6 in the district. Friday night, they lost a close one to Jackson County, 59-60 Tonight, they are about to play the Clay County Bulldogs here in Hartsville. And finally, eighth place in the district, head coach Rodney Pyle and his Clark Range Buffaloes having a tough season. 4-17 overall, 0-8 in the district. They lost Redbourne Springs Friday night, 47-59 Coach, that's a second-place team and an eighth-place team. It's only 12 points difference. That shows you how competitive this boys' district is.
It is. I know Clark Range is capable of playing some good basketball at times, but it seems like they're having trouble this year putting together four quarters of good ball. They'll play a couple of quarters where they look as good as anyone they're playing, and then they'll have a quarter where they look as bad as anyone you've seen in a while.
Well, certainly a dangerous team if they get it all together.
Yes, if they can put some of those quarters together and string them, that could be tough long about tournament time.
Tonight, they host Pickett County. The Boys 6A update's been brought to you by Budget Pest Control. We kill things for a living. Now we'll wrap up the Carquest pregame show with a full coverage final word. Our last thoughts before tip-off, brought to you by Ashong Strong Insurance. Thomas, let's make sure we cover it all, just like their agency does. You start us off.
Well, Daniel, you know, my policy tonight, especially after what we just saw in that girls' contest, is the Dogs need to come ready to play tonight because the last time they played up here, it went down to the wire. I think it ended up being a three-point win for Clay County last year here in Hartsville. And just like tonight, you know, Clay County was supposed to dominate that game a year ago, Coach, and it didn't turn out that way. Anything can happen in this league, and we just saw it with that girls' contest.
Yeah.
So Clay County better be ready, don't you think?
You know, the Trailsdale County, they're kind of scary because they do have a lot of athleticism on this team. And once again, they're one of those teams that, you know, I don't know, you think they're going to come out of this one of these nights and you hope it's not against you.
Well, that's right. Trailsdale capable of beating a lot of folks. They have met Clay County earlier in the year back on December 13th. Clay County big winners in that one, 85-58 We saw Jake Ashok with 15 that night, and Grant Strong dropped 28 points against them. So those two certainly going to be big factors. I think that we've got a lot of advantages. Coach, is it tough on a Tuesday night to come on the road and play ball?
Yeah, well, of course, we were out of school on Monday, so, you know, they're kind of out of sync right now.
Right.
Because I know they had that day off. I know, of course, they got their practice in and everything. But, you know, sometimes you get out of your routine. It takes a few minutes to get into game form when you get out on the floor.
Hopefully they can do it quickly. Folks, that's been the Full Coverage Final Word, brought to you by Ashok & Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Very close now to the announcing of the starting lineups here in Hartsville in this big district 6A boys matchup. Trailsdale County, a team that has not beaten Clay County very frequently. We didn't compile our normal Battle of Bulldog history statistics because we played those five Hall of Fame interviews. So if you missed our Carquest pregame show, and didn't get a chance to listen to Gary J. Strong, Deanna Donaldson Pouviot, Sager Walden, Francis Donaldson representing John Clark Donaldson, and Kenny Garrett, during those interviews, please go back once this broadcast goes final. You'll be able to find the link there at the bottom of the, not the bottom, but below the live player, Thomas, on the website. And they can go back and listen to those. Encourage you to do that.
Well, since we don't have a formal speech that has to be given anymore, it's their opportunity to thank the people that they want to and just talk about their career a little bit. And it's great to hear from those legends.
It is. I agree. It is time now for the Subway Boys starting lineups. First of all, for the home team, the Trousdale County Yellow Jackets, their head coach, Ryan Sleeper, 8-12 overall, 2-6 in district play. Starting, a sophomore, number 4, Andrew Ford. A junior, number 10, Alex Ford. A junior, number 35, Trent Ferris. A junior, number 45, Cameron Rankins. And a senior, number 24, Brandon Ramsey. Starting for Clay County, 18-2 overall record, 7-1 in district play, head coached by Rob Edwards. A sophomore, number 4, Jeffrey Spivey. A sophomore, number 11, Grant Strong. A junior, number 10, Gunner Silk. A senior, number 24, Mason Sharp. And a senior, number 1, Jake Ashok. And we actually have some jersey issues going tonight. Mason Sharp's going to be wearing the 31 instead of the 24. Gunner Silk going to be wearing his 10, the away game, the away jersey. Those starting lineups have been brought to you by Subway. We're new owners Greg and Melissa Brandon and Matt Bulldog fans to come in and enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina. Because at Subway, fresh is what we do. Action underway here. Stepping into the tip, Ashlock, he's going to control it. He was jumping against Trent Ferris. Ashlock does control it, as he usually does. Gunner Silk with it out top. He'll run the point. Kicks over to Ashlock at left wing. Now Grant Strong. Now quickly to Gunner Silk in the right wing. Silk drives to the paint. Kicks out to Sharp. Fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Grant Strong. Put up. Good. Strong with the first 2 points of the contest. He had 28 the last time the teams met, which is slightly above his season average. The sophomore off to a great start this year, averaging 22 points each night. Ford with it for Trousdale. Left wing. He kicks it cross court to a teammate. It'll take me a few minutes to get settled in here and learn the names of these Trousdale County Yellow Jackets. That's always the biggest challenge for me each night when we start the call a contest. Trousdale going to inbound the basketball. It was knocked out of bounds by Clay County. Inbounding will be Alex Ford. Ford works into Rankins. And a foul's going to be called on the floor against Trousdale County's number 4, the sophomore, Andrew Ford. Picks up his first personal.
No,
against us.
That was on Spivey. And
that's
first,
two on
the
us.
The first foul came quickly on Sharp there, Daniel. It wasn't
I missed
bounce.
It. Okay. Folks, I'm watching it. I'm so thankful for my help. Coach Watson and Thomas here sitting with me. So we have one against Jeffrey Spivey, one against Mason Sharp. Trousdale still with the basketball. Rankins out top. 2-0 the score. Clay County in front. 6:50 and ticking here. Rankins hands off to number 24, Brandon Ramsey. Ramsey works inside. Back to Rankins. Actually, that was Trent Ferris. Ferris scores the first points for his squad. 2-2 the score. Strong with it. Right wing. Gives up the Silk. Silk defended by Ford. Silk drives. Hands back off to Strong. Strong to Sharp. Sharp to Silk. Just a weave between the three guards out top. Strong gets to the hoop. Shots up good. Grant scoring from the 6-foot jumper from right block. 4-2, Clay County. Alex Ford with it. Alex and Andrew, both in this starting lineup. I'll try to use first names as much as possible on those guys to keep it straight. Ford inside to Rankins. Rankins in the paint. Hook shot. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashlock to Grant Strong. Grant ahead to Mason. Mason Sharp with it. Kicks over to Ashlock. Top of the key. Now Silk. Seal cans off to Sharp. Sharp drives into the paint, loses the handle on the ball. Rankins picks it up. Rankins goes behind the back, across the timeline, works ahead to Ramsey. Ramsey at right block, shot, good. 4-9, actually 4-4, knotted up here, 5:30 mark. Spivey across the timeline to Silk. Silk with it. Spivey, left corner, inside to Ashok. Ashok working against Rankins. Shot up, no good. Rebound Spivey. Spivey going to be fouled by Rankins. Looks like the foul's going to be on the floor. Grant Strong to inbound from beneath the Clay County goal. 5:20 on the clock, 4-4 the score.
You know, seeing a little battle in the paint early on, aren't we, Coach?
Yes, Spivey we are.
And Ashlock inside.
Bad pass.
Rankins comes up with a steal on the inbound play. Grant Strong's pass picked off by Cameron Rankins. He comes across, works to forward. Forward shot, no good. Rebounded by Fires. His foot back, no good. Rebounded this time by forward. Trousdale hitting the boards hard. Gunner Silk comes up with the loose forward miss. Silk quickly into the front court. Tried to go to Strong. Ball knocked out of bounds by Alex Ford.
You can see the athleticism of this Hartsville team right off the bat, Daniel. They're up and down the floor. They're getting hands and
passing lanes. They're going to the boards hard.
4:58 on the clock. Sharp inbound from beneath, from in front of the yellow jacket bench. Gets into Strong. Strong inside to Ashok. He works against Rankin. Shot up, no good. Jake with his own rebound. Put back good.
Put back great.
Ashok and Rankin's going to be a good matchup to watch. We see Rankin's bring the ball down the floor for the yellow jackets. Thomas, you mentioned post game. Perhaps he was the best player, and we see him doing a lot of stuff already.
Well, you know, he and Ashok are very similar players. They've got a wide array of talents. They can handle the ball. They can work the post. They can shoot the three. It's going to be fun to watch.
Grant Strong pulled out a missed yellow jacket three-pointer, came coast to coast with it, missed his six-foot jumper. It's rebounded by Andrew Ford. Ford works off to Rankins, and we do see the big guy handling the ball out on the perimeter. Hands off to Ford. Ford across court to Andrew Ford. He's defended by Mason Sharp.
You know, we talk a lot about a lot of our legacy guys, second-comers here. Rankin is one of them. His father, Dale, played back in my day and was a great basketball player, one of the best here, along with Mike Potts from that area.
Yellow Jackets with the basketball. Mason Sharp almost had a steal. It ends up being in the hands of Ferris, who misses his point-blank jumper. No good. Rebounded by Sharp. Ahead to Silk. Silk's jumper from right
block.
Good.
Good shot to Silk.
Clay County in front, 8-4. 3:40 and ticking. Timeout taken by head coach Ryan Sleeper. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Clay County leads 8-4.
What's a sesquicentennial? It's a 150-year anniversary, and Clay County will celebrate that milestone in 2020 with a year-long slate of events. The main celebration will be in June, the month the county was formed. The 150 celebration will combine county and community history, cultural events, and lots of down-home fun. For more information or to volunteer to help plan the 150, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
Back here live in Hartsville, 8-4 the score already, 3:40 left in the first quarter. Coach Watson, what do you think so far?
Well, they're going to the boards hard, and we've had some good shots. They've had some good shots. And both teams seem like they're just a little bit tight right now.
As you mentioned, Trousdale squad, they look the part. They've got players maybe just similar to Clark Range in the sense maybe they just hadn't put it together for all four quarters.
Right.
And if they choose to do so tonight, this is going to be a tough one. Rankins with the ball, out top, defended by Gunner Silk. He works across to Ferris. Ferris now over to Ramsey. Ramsey defended by Strong, gives back off to a substitute. That's Gooch, Braden Gooch, who's in. Gooch with it, left wing. Kicks back over to Ramsey in left corner. Back to Gooch. Gooch drives. Dishes inside to Rankins. Nice play, they score. On the 4-4 Clay County, Grant Strong, Keaton Arms, Mason Sharp, Gunner Silk, and Jake Ashok. Ashok, left wing, Sharp, left corner, three-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Ashok. Jake keeps it alive, hands off to Gunner. Gunner now to Grant. Grant back to Jake. Jake at high post, spins, layup, no good. Rebounded by Ford. Ford Trousdale. Ford quickly ahead to Rankins. Rankins, layup, no good. Rebound, Grant Strong. Each team playing fast, perhaps a little too fast, because we're seeing missed shots. Grant Strong's shot's going to be rejected. Clay County does maintain possession, though. It went out of bounds off of that Yellow Jacket. I think it was Ferris who went high to deny the shot.
Oh, good-looking lineup out there for Trousdale County right now. They got three guys that are probably 6'2 or 3 at this point.
All of them athletic, all of them can play. Grant Strong with it, top of the key. Spivey, three-pointer, no good. Spivey shooting about 42% from behind the arc this year. Missed on that one, though. 2:20 and ticking here in the first quarter. Trousdale trails 6-8. They do have the basketball, though. They could go ahead with a triple, tie with a two-pointer. Ferris with it, top of the key, undefended. Dishes off to Ramsey. Ramsey inside to Rankins. Rankins is their go-to guy. His shot up, no good. Jake Ashok doing a nice job with him. Grant Strong pulls down the rebound. Strong across the timeline. He's at right wing, dribbles over to the top, gives to Spivey. Spivey inside to Ashok. Ashok wants to drive against Rankins. Rankins comes up with a deflection. Ashok picks it back up, and a foul on the floor, I think, against Rankins. That's going to be his first personal. Trousdale's second team foul of the half.
You know, under 2 minutes left here in this first quarter, and just 14 total points scored, guys. You know, both teams trying to find the basket early on in this one.
Yeah, they're not playing poorly either. It's just that defensively they're denying each other so well. Strong inbounds again. That pass knocked away. Trousdale doing a nice job on the inbound plays, getting their hands on the basketball. Ashok this time going to take care of the inbounding. Gets it into Spivey. Spivey top of the key, hands off to Strong. Minute 40 to play in the first. Coach Edwards sends in the play. Strong looks to him, starts to execute. Ashok comes out, sets a screen. Strong uses it. They're saying that he carried the basketball. Got his palm down underneath it and turned it over. A turnover there is Trousdale's going to have it. Minute 35 in the first. 8-6 the score. Don't see that one call a lot anymore, Coach.
No.
I didn't get a good look at it, but the official thought he did so. Ramsey with it out top, kicks it over to Gooch. Gooch working against Ashok at the high post, kicks it down to Ferris. Ferris defended by Keaton Arms, and Ferris scores. Minute 10 left to play in the first, and we're knotted up at 8. Second time this game's been scored. They were tied at 4 earlier. Now they're tied at 8. Trousdale shooting at the hoop to her left. Clay County shooting at the hoop to her right here in the first half. Bulldogs do have possession of it. Grant Strong, top of the key, drives inside, has it knocked out of his hands, and they're going to say Trousdale basketball. I'm not sure which Bulldog it went off of.
I guess they thought it came down off of Strong's knee on the strip, Daniel.
Trousdale with an opportunity here to play for the last shot if they want to. 50 seconds remaining here in the first quarter. Tied up at 8, perhaps the lowest scoring quarter for Clay County this season. I'm not sure. Ford with it. He's well defended by Mason Sharp. Gives it up to Gooch. Gooch has it stolen from him by Sharp. Sharp ahead to Strong. One-on-one. Strong against Ford. Strong gets to the hoop. Looks like he was fouled. No whistles blow, though. Ford comes up with a loose ball. Fan base is both starting to get a little chit-chatty back and forth here. We've got 20 seconds to play in the first quarter. Ford with it out top. Works across to Ramsey. Ramsey now across court. An errant pass to Ford. He got it, though. 15-foot jumper. No good. Rebounded by Ferris. Kept alive. 10 seconds to play in the quarter. Trousdale County's pass knocked out of bounds. Actually, a foul's going to be called against Gunner Silk, I think.
I believe that one's on Spivey there, Daniel. I guess they got him with a hold or a push in the back as they lobbed it to out of bounds. But it called a hold.
Second personal against Spivey here in this first quarter. Not good to see Jeff with two so early. Trousdale to inbound. 8.8 on the clock. Gooch has it. He's defended by Spivey. Kicks down to Ford. Three-pointer good. 3 seconds on the clock. Clay County with it. Grant Strong. 1 second. Three-pointer desperation shot away. No good. First quarter ends. Trousdale in front. 11-8.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
Back here for second quarter action. Clay County trailing by 3, coach, at end of 1.
That wasn't a very good-looking quarter. We kind of played into their hands. They got back set up on defense, and we kept trying to take it at them, and they just kind of waited on us and let us make mistakes, and we allowed them to do that.
You're right. 7:50 on this second quarter clock. Trails dealt with the basketball. Rankins defended by Eli Smith, who checks in for the first time tonight. On the floor for Clay County, Smith, Ashlock, Sharp, Strong, and Silk. Trousdale misses the shot. Ferris got the rebound. Put back good. Trent Ferris having a good game so far. 6 points for him, I believe. Clay County with the ball. Gunner Silk. Now Eli Smith. Now Mason Sharp. Inside to Jake. Back outside to Sharp. Smith. Strong. Right wing. Grant with it. Across court to Eli.
We've seen both teams go to a 1-3-1 on their first possession of this quarter, Daniel. And, you know, Clay County is backing it back out as Coach Edwards recognizes it.
Gunner Silk with it. Out next to the timeline. Clay County trying to get a good possession here. 7 minutes to play in the second. Gunner Silk, three-pointer. Good.
Good shot.
Knotted up. Actually, not knotted up. 13-11. I forgot about Farris' two-pointer.
Yeah. They got a good putback balance.
They did. Trousdale in front by 2, 13-11, 6:45 to play in the second. Rankins with it, shoots the long two-pointer, no good. Rebounded by Silk. Silk and Strong, 2-on-1. Silk to Strong, swatted out of bounds by Ford. Alex Ford, the junior, doing a nice job deflecting passes tonight. Clay County does maintain possession.
You see the Jackets gaining a little momentum here, as the Lady Jacket did earlier. You know, Coach talked about ugly quarters of basketball. We've seen a few of them tonight.
Grant Strong, nice inbound play, got it at the high post, drove to his left down the lane and put it off the glass, good for 2. We are tied at 13, 6:20 on the clock. Ramsey with it out top, works over to Gooch. Gooch back to Ramsey. Ramsey drives, dishes to high post, that's Rankins with it, back to Ramsey. Ramsey 10-foot jumper, no good. Foul going to be called, I think Eli Smith going to be called for the foul.
Been really impressed with Ferris down there under the basket. I honestly don't remember him in the last game there at home, or he didn't make this early of an impression one.
Clay County, big winners over Trousdale back on December the 13th. Final score in that first contest, Clay County 85, Trousdale 58. Trousdale much improved apparently during that time. And we're going to have another foul called against Clay County. This one also going to be against Eli Smith, and he's picked up 2 personals here early in this contest. That's the 5th team foul for Clay County, only 2 against Trousdale. Yellow Jackets inbound again. Ferris only scored 4 points, Thomas, in that earlier contest. Rankins misses the point-blank shot. No good. Jake Ashlock, quick outlet pass to Grant Strong. He gets to the hoop and scores. 15-13, Clay County in front for the first time in a while. 5.5 minutes to play here in the second quarter. Rankins with it out top, defended by Strong and Smith. Cross court to Ramsey. Ramsey at high post to Gooch. Gooch to Ford. Ford dribbling outside, backs it back out to the timeline, resets. Throws down to Gooch. Gooch over to Rankins. Good ball movement by the Jackets. They look sharp right now. Ford jumper, good. Tied back up at 15. This one a back and forth battle. The game was never tied when the teams met before. We've been tied numerous times already in this one. Clay County led by 33 points in that first meeting, and there were only 2 lead changes. As a three-pointer knocked down by Mason Sharp.
Yes, good shot. Timely shot.
All of those stats I just threw at you did not come from the Horizon Sports Network. They were provided by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, who tracks all that stuff, Thomas.
does a great job. I don't really know how he does it. I have enough trouble just keeping up with my summary for the newspaper and points scored.
And they may be a little smarter than us. Rankins with it for the Jackets. Adds two more. This battle goes back and forth. Clay County in front by one, 18-17. Grant Strong with it. Gives to Sharp. Sharp out top, defended by Gooch. Kicks it to Eli Smith. He fires the three. Yeah! The sophomore knocking it down. We think about his defensive skill, but coach, he's pretty good shooting.
That's a good looking shot. Good form. Good follow through.
4:10 to play. Second quarter action. Clay County in front by four, 21-17. Rankins with it. Goes to Gooch inside to Ford, who has Mason Sharp posted up. That shot no good. Rebound Ashrock. Ashrock clearing everybody out of there. The big senior said, this is mine, guys. Now he goes to head to Sharp. Sharp fires the three. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded by Gunner Silk. Looks like he was ran over by Rankins. And we're going to have a jump ball call on the floor.
Possession of
Ferris and Silk going down to the hardwood court. Possession error, as Coach Watson said, in favor of the Bulldogs. Substitutes coming in on the floor now for Clay County. We see Gunner Silk, Alec Kerr, Mason Sharp, Grant Strong, and Keaton Arms.
You know, Gunner Silk is one tough cookie, guys. I mean, he just took a shot from two defensive ends right there, you know. A couple straight off the creek bank down here, and he doesn't care. Got right back up, dove on the pile again.
We've been very blessed in Clay County with the Silk brothers, Gavin and Gunner. Gavin, a four-year player, graduated last year. I'm just going to go ahead and say it, one of the all-time great Bulldog post players for head coach Rob Edwards. Was Gavin Silk, his brother Gunner, now a junior, filling in his shoes very nicely. He's Grant Strong at the line to shoot two. The foul was called against Trailsdale County's number 35, Trent Ferris, his first, Trailsdale's third of the contest. Strong knocked down that first and misses the second. Rebounded by Keaton Arms, put back no good. Rebounded this time by Gooch. Nice job by the freshman, though. I wish he could have come away with points. Clay County in front, biggest lead of the night. 5 points, 22-17. Jackets with it.
Still in the 1-3-1 here, Daniel, was Strong out top. Coach Evers just trying to make something happen here, trying to get a trap, get to speed this game up just a little bit.
Ramsey with it, kicks over to Ford. Ford right wing, drives baseline, dishes off to Ferris. He scores two more. Cameron Ferris, actually, Trent Ferris, having a big night here. 3 minutes to play. Silk to Kerr. Kerr, baseline jumper, good.
Good shot.
24-19, Clay County in front by five. Ramsey across the timeline. Head coach Ryan Sleeper wants a timeout. Trailsdale, 30-second variety. Clay County in front, 24-19. We'll be back in 30.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
With My Mobile Money from Bank of Salina, you can protect your debit card from fraud by setting alerts and controls. And if you misplace your card, you can use the app to turn it off and then turn it back on when you find it. With alerts for spending limits and easy-to-find account balances, you can set a budget and stick to it. You can even set the app to deny a transaction before it takes place. Take control and protect your money with Bank of Salina's My Mobile Money app. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back here in the second quarter, 2:57 remains. 24-19 the score. Clay County in front by five. Trailsdale with the basketball. Trailsdale shooting at the hoop on our left, as we mentioned in the first half. Ramsey fires a long one. No good off the back of the iron. Rebounded Carson Sharp, who's in. Got both the Sharp brothers on the floor right now. We see Carson and Mason along with Jake Ashon, Gunner Silk, and Alec Kerr. Don't know that I've seen this particular lineup during any of our broadcasts.
Well, you got Carson coming in to rest Grant for a few minutes on the top of that 1-3-1. He's the perfect guy to play it up there, Daniel.
Very quick-footed is Carson Sharp. Jake Ashon. Shot blocked. This time he's fouled. Fouled hard, too, by Gooch. Gooch picks up his first personal. Jake goes to the line to shoot two. Trailsdale doing a nice job of blocking some shots. Some of them, some nights will be called foul. Yeah. Tonight, let them play a little down there.
That's pretty physical under there a couple of times down the floor.
We just need to match that at our end.
It's been a physical game so far. There's no doubt about it. We've seen guys diving on the floor. We've seen banging underneath the rim. You know, this is a game that Clay County can battle through. You got Jake Ashlock and the toughness of Gunner Silk and these other guards guys, and as Ashlock makes both of them.
Ashlock's a load. I mean, just a huge guy. Just thick from top to bottom. Very impressive physical specimen. 2:15 and ticking. Clay County in front by 7 after Ashlock hit them both, as Thomas said. 26-19 the score. Trousdale with the ball. Ramsey gives it over to Rankins. He's at right wing. Dishes to Ford in the corner. Back to Rankins. Rankins under pressure from Strong and Kerr. They back off. Rankins resets. Ramsey now. Top of the key. Back to Rankins. Trousdale trying to get it inside to Gooch. And fires. They can't do it yet. Rankins still at the perimeter. Ford fires a 3. No good. It hit the back of the top of the backboard. They didn't blow it dead, though. Grant Strong pulls down the rebound for Clay County. Goes behind his back. Dishes out to Sharp. Sharp fires a 3. Yeah. Mason Sharp.
Great inside-out pass.
Certainly was. Grant Strong drew the defenders to him. Kicked it out to the wide-open Mason Sharp. Looking at season averages, we see that Mason Sharp shoots about 45% from behind the arc. Here Grant Strong is with a steal and a dunk. Throws it down, adding 2 more points to the tally. 11 points now the lead for Clay County, 31-19, and we see the Bulldogs starting to flex their muscle and pull away. 1:09 left to play here in the first half.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome back to Hawksville, where Clay County leads 31-19, and Daniel, the Dogs are on a 9-0 run here in the last minute and a half, sparked by Alec Kerr's baseline jumper and finished off by Grant Strong's one-handed jam.
And we see them coming up with another possession as Trousdale County turned it over. Under a minute to play now in the first half. Ashlock with it, works across to Sharp. Sharp at high post to Strong. Strong backs it back out at right wing. He works against Gooch. Inside to Ashlock. Ashlock tried to give it back to him, gets it to him. Put up good.
Good give and go.
Ashlock leading this team in assists on the season. He's averaging about 4 a game. Grant Strong not far behind him, though. Both of them very good court generals distributing the basketball. Ramsey with it, left corner for Trousdale County. Clay County in front by 14, 33-19. They've had a huge second quarter. Ashlock comes up with a steal, gives it to Silk. Silk across the timeline. He's got it. 15 seconds to play here in the half. Strong, left wing. He backs back out of the timeline, looks to Rob Edwards for instruction. Under 10 seconds to play now. He's got it one-on-one against Rankins. Grant wants to drive, gets a screen from Ashlock. At high post is Grant. Spins to the paint. 1 second. Mason Sharp, 3-pointer. No good. First half ends. Clay County with a big run here with a 14-point halftime lead, 33-19.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog basketball from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainsborough, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591. Because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
Stay tuned for first half stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, a midway discussion between play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, all coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pin to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Clay County will celebrate its 150th anniversary in 2020, and plans are underway to help make next year the most memorable in the county's history. Events will be held all year long, with a special emphasis on the county's founding date in mid-year. Dozens of volunteers will be needed for this effort, and we invite you to be a part of it. For more information, contact the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at El Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here in Hartsville, Tennessee, where Clay County leads Trousdale County 33-19, and they did it all in the second quarter after trailing 11-8 at the end of one. Gunner Silk sparked a 7-0 run, finished off by Grant Strong to give them the lead back at 15-13, and then with a score 22-19 with 3 minutes to go in the first half, Clay County went on an 11-0 run to close out the second quarter. Grant Strong had a dunk in the middle of it, and Mason Sharp buried three-pointers to give the halftime score of 33-19. They outscored the Yellow Jackets 25-8 in that decisive second quarter, and Grant Strong scored 9 of his 13 first-half points in that stretch. Mason Sharp has 6 with a pair of three-pointers. Jake Ashlock has 4. Gunner Silk, 5. Alec Kerr, 2. And Eli Smith, a big three-pointer in that second quarter off the bench. For Trousdale County, Andrew Ford, 2. Alex Ford, 3. Cameron Rankins has just been held to 4 points. We talked about him early, but he's been kind of shut down. Brandon Ramsey has 2. And Trent Ferris in the paint has 8 to lead the Yellow Jackets. Again, Clay County leads 33-19 here in Hartsville.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for Levelized Billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized Billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized Billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income, or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about Levelized Billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric. Owned and operated by those we serve.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation.
Back here at halftime of this District 6A boys contest between the number 2 seed, Clay County Bulldogs, and the number 7 seed, Trailsdale County Yellow Jackets. As Thomas talked about, it started off a real slow, competitive first quarter. Clay County blowing it open, though, in the second. A little foul update for you. First of all, for the Yellow Jackets, I show Andrew Ford with one, Trent Paris with one, Cameron Rankins with one, and Braden Gooch with one. For the Bulldogs, Mason Sharp has one, Jeffrey Spivey has two, and Eli Smith has two. Coach Watson, Trailsdale County, known statewide for their football program. I think they have 10 state championships to their credit down here. Boys basketball, something that they're not celebrated for hardly as much, but you've coached and been around quite some time. Do you remember any strong squads Trailsdale's had over the years?
Absolutely. No, we were in the same region with them for a number of years, and they had some excellent basketball teams there. I guess about the second, third year that I coached basketball, they won a district down here or finished second, and they gave us all we wanted in a couple of regional games. And then I guess the first year I coached, they had an eighth grader starting for them, a guy named Reggie Harper.
Okay. I think I've heard of him, but he went to the University of Tennessee and played a little football,
He's one of the few players I ever heard of that got thrown out of a football game for tackling too hard up in Tompkinsville, Kentucky.
Well, when you go north of the border in these high school sports games, the rules don't always apply the same as they do here.
Well, he was actually an eighth grader when he started against us, and we were freshmen and sophomore and junior loaded then with Walt, Johnny White, Gary Strong, Crowball. They were sophomores and juniors. He was an eighth grader, and we found out that Reggie didn't like to play on Saturday night. So the next 2 years, we scheduled one of our games on Saturday night.
Well, that's a pretty good tactic. I know that this Trailsdale squad we've now been in the same district with, District 6A, for I think this is the third year under that new classification. And they were a region foe back when we were District 7, right before that. And usually they were eliminated from the District 8 tournament play before we ever got into Region 4 play, but certainly a squad that I see now with some continuity, and I think Coach Sleeper's been in place for a while. Perhaps they could give some folks some trouble as time goes on, but Clay County, just another great squad. They came off a 32-3 season last year. They did end with a little bit of heartbreak, short of what a lot of us expected. Sub-state game at home against Fayetteville, I think it was. And sometimes that huge record don't always mean you get where you want to go. But I think this Clay County team, again, has the potential to make a great postseason run and perhaps get another sectional game.
Yeah, quite possible. You know, like I said, this is a very, very tough district again this year. And, you know, if we can, you know, get out of the district and get out of the region, I think, you know, the sub-state area we're in may be not as strong as some of the places where we have been.
Right. Time has run out here at halftime. However, we do not have officials on the floor.
It happened the last time, too.
It did. They were a little sooner getting here in the girls' game, so I didn't bring it up. But I've got to call them out this time, Thomas.
These guys, I guess they're out of the Nashville region or somewhere. I don't think the older guy, I think I have seen somewhere before because his kind of attitude that he has on the floor, you don't forget guys like that.
Coach Sims identified him during the girls' broadcast. He may have gave a name. I think he said he was the principal at Hillsborough High School for a while or something. Long-time official, but, yeah, he takes his time as he gets about. I think he may be the cause for the delay. But we are under action now. Third quarter has started, 33-19 to score. Clay County in front by 14. Hopefully they can continue to build on that lead. They have flipped into the floor. Ramsey has it in the right corner down at the hoop in to our right now. Rankins, baseline jumper, good. He is a solid player.
They've changed his positioning on the floor, moved him down to
Rankin's only a junior. He'll be back next year. As Clay County quickly came down, ends up having it turned over. I missed what happened.
We had a block on attempted shot.
Okay, Trousdale's had several of those as Ramsey fires the three. No good. Rebounded by Rankins. Rankins kicks it back out the floor. Trousdale's going to get another look at it on this possession. He hands off to Ramsey. Does forward. Ramsey defended by Strong. Kick back across the forward. Now back over to Ramsey. What kind of alignment do we see defensively? Thomas for the Bulldogs.
Same 1-3-1 the end of the half on, Daniel.
Grant Strong comes up with a loose ball, hands off to Gunner Silk, and Gunner going to walk it across the timeline.
Looks like Trousdale's in a man to start.
6:50 and ticking. Ashlock with it inside. He's working against Fires. Fires fouls him. Trent Fires picks up his second personal. Ashlock going to go to the line to shoot two. Jake, as I was saying earlier, based off the averages given to me by assistant coach Andrew Meadows, leads the Bulldogs in free throw percentage as he misses that one. Let me go ahead and put this in before it drops. He's an 89% free throw shooter on the year through the 20 games they've played. That's a very high number.
In any league, at any time.
Right. That's right. Second one's away and it's good. 50% on that series. 6:45 on the third quarter clock. Mason Sharp going to be called for a foul. He was trying to contest the inbound pass to Rankins. Ends up bodying him up, and Mason picks up his second personal. Clay County's first personal of this third quarter. Rankins inbound. Clay County going ahead and applying full court pressure here. Something we don't see the Bulldogs do a lot, really. See it more in the girls' game than we do in the boys, I think, sometimes. Ball's out of bounds off Ashok's fingertips. Take care of her. Trousdale can't get a maintained possession. Thomas, am I wrong on that? Is that not kind of rare to see Coach Edwards come out with full court pressure?
It is with this this personnel against different matchups. You know, it depends on who he's playing. If he's got some guys he thinks he can cause some disruption with, you know, we see Rankin handling the ball. So that's a pretty good, you know,
bigger, slower player.
Let you know that they don't have a whole lot of ball handlers. So
that's true.
Not a bad thing for Coach Edwards to try to maybe get a little pressure, get a few turnovers, and put this one away.
Fine analysis, Thomas. 6:20 on third quarter clock. Trousdale with the basketball. Forward fires a three from left corner. No good. Rebounded by Ashlock. Ashlock and Silk. Action is Sharp. 2-on-1. Sharp to the hoop. No
good.
He's going to call.
Some of that athleticism we talk about. I mean, that was just great footwork. He had the speed to get down there and got set before Sharp left the floor. And just a good play there.
Sharp caught with the charge, his third personal of the contest. Clay County's second team foul of the second half. Both of them belong to Mason Sharp. Trousdale with the ball, forward right wing, defended by Gunner Silk, drives baseline, kicks it back out to Rankins. Now to Ramsey, who drives right lane, running hook shot, no good. Rebounding Silk, ahead to Sharp, layup, no good. It was well defended by forward. The other forward gets the rebound. Works it ahead to Rankins. Rankins back now to Andrew Ford. Andrew with it, defended by Mason Sharp. Wants to drive. Dishes off to Ramsey. Ramsey travels. Clay County in front by 13. 34-21 as we see Eli Smith check into the contest. Mason Sharp sits down on the floor for the black and gold. We have Jeff Spivey, Eli Smith, Grant Strong, Jake Ashlock, and Gunner Silk. Clay County with the ball. Silk with it out top, hands off to Strong, who's now going to run the point. Ashok, give and go, could not get it back to Grant. Ashok guides himself, spins into the paint, shots up.
Great shot.
Coach, you talked about the addition of some post moves. I think we just saw a few of them
there. Yes, we did. That little half hook, he's got that pretty well perfected now.
5 minutes remaining in the third quarter. Rankins with it for the Yellow Jackets. Trailsdale does trail by 15, 21-36. Gooch with it now, right corner to Rankins, down the lane, shot up good. Eli Smith there to defend. Rankins just a much bigger body. As Grant Strong with a great outlet pass to Spivey. Spivey's shot, though, his momentum carried him too far under the backboard, and the ball hits the bottom of the backboard going out of bounds. And it looks like, who's going to have the possession? Clay County's going to maintain
yes,
it.
Yes, yes.
Grant Strong to take care of the inbounding duties here from beneath his own basket. A whistle blows. Actually, it was for Gunner Silk. It was Tiny Shoe. Back underway now. Head official hands off to Strong. Strong inbounds to Ashlock. Ashlock reverse layup. Good.
Great cut to the basket.
It was. A nice little touch pass by Grant on the inbound. The sophomore and the senior give each other a high five, celebrating that fine play. 15 points now the lead for Clay County, 38-23 the score. 4.5 minutes remain here in the third quarter. Gooch with it for Trailsdale, right corner, back out to Rankins. Fires the three, right wing, no good. Rebound Gunner Silk. Clay County starting to pull away. Trailsdale had a great opening effort during the first quarter, and then Clay
great
County...
Great drive by Gunner.
As Gunner Silk goes coast to coast, he got the rebound, drove down, and laid it in. 17 points the lead for the Black and Gold. 4 minutes remain here in this third quarter as we see Keaton Arms come to the scorer's table to check in. Ford with it. Feet fires inside. Left-handed shot no good. Defended by Ashlock. Jake's going to be called for the foul. Fires his basket's going to count, and he'll go to the line to shoot the and one.
That's one of those where you go ahead and let him have that one because you can't stop him at his size.
Ashlock picks up his first personal, and Coach Edwards going to let him have a breather. Fires at the line to try to complete the three-point play. Misses it. Rebound, Grant Strong. Clay County in front by 15. Strong is picked up. Full court pressure by Ramsey. Works ahead across the timeline to Spivey. Left corner, three-pointer, no good. As I mentioned earlier, Spivey, a 42% three-point shooter, highly accurate from behind the line. He is not hit from behind the line tonight, though. He's over
two. They just did.
As we see Ford knock down a three-pointer. Silk with it. Ahead now to Strong. Strong almost lost the handle, maintains possession, and they call a double dribble on him. Yeah, he kind of lost possession, so they called the double dribble. I guess that's right.
Yeah. Didn't look good either way.
No, it was knocked out of his hand.
Whether it's illegal or not, it didn't look good.
Right. 3:15 on the clock here in the third quarter. Trailsdale with the ball. They have an opportunity to draw within 10 here, perhaps 9 with a three-pointer. 40-28 the score. A long three-pointer taken by Ford. He misses it after it bounced about four times off the rim. Rebound to Eli Smith, who's in there working hard. Smith across the timeline. The sophomore with it on right wing. Circles back up top. Gives off to a classmate, sophomore Grant Strong. On the 4-4 Clay County, we see Spivey,
come on,
Arms.
Grant, that's a bad pass.
Silk, Strong, and Smith. Pass trying to hit Spivey on the baseline was stolen by Trailsdale.
And they return the favor.
And do return that favor. Clay County back with it as we see Ashlock and Kerchak in. Keaton Arms and Gunner Silk going to sit down. Coach playing eight guys a whole lot here in these last few games. We see those original five starters plus Kerr, Smith, and Arms. Kind of getting down to his chosen few as we get into these big district games.
He is, Daniel, and you know, it's great to have Keaton Arms back on the roster and healthy as Strong takes it to the post and scores.
Posted up the shorter Ramsey, and Grant proved that he is that complete player. He can play outside and inside. He's a good passer, good ball handler, and he did take to the post there and score 2 points. 42-28, Clay County leads by 14. Missed three-pointer by Ramsey, rebound Spivey. Spivey under pressure has it knocked away from him out of bounds by Rankins. Clay County going to maintain the possession. Spivey has done a nice job battling amongst the bigger post players this year. You talked about that, Thomas. He has the height, but he's a lot lighter in terms of overall weight than they are.
Yes, he is.
He knows about body positioning on the post. He does a great job. He'll either, post them up and keep them from getting deep, or he'll play to one side and kind of keep half front them. He just does a good job kind of working his feet and, really working 360 around the player.
That's right. Clay County with the ball. Grant Strong now is posted up. He goes baseline and scores. And that's what you get. You get Strong and Spivey. They've got the height of post players. They got the skill set of guards, and they can post up these guys that just can't handle them. As we saw Grant Strong just take Ramsey to school there and score 2 points.
Well, they've also got a 20-year veteran coach that says, hey, and sees the mismatch and puts the ball in Strong's hand on the post.
We see 2 more points added for Trousdale County. That was Alex Ford, the junior. He's having a good game tonight.
That was a good shot down on the baseline.
It was. Timeout taken by head coach Ryan Sleeper. We've got 1:19 remaining here in the third quarter. Clay County in front by 14, 44-30.
Today.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Back to action here. 1:19 left in the third. Clay County going to be inbounding from beneath their own hoop. It's Ashok, action from beneath the Trousdale hoop. Ashok gets it to Strong. Strong to Silk. Now into the front court. Back in the hands of Strong. Spins into the paint. Kicks it out to Kerr. Kerr back to Strong. On the floor for Clay County, we see Silk, Kerr, Strong, Ashok, and Spivey. Gunner Silk with it. He's well defended by a fresh player. That's number 12. He's not saw action yet tonight. 2 more for Grant Strong. Grant's having a big inside night tonight. He's scoring a lot of points from just working inside into the paint. 45 seconds remaining. Clay County in front by 16 here in the third quarter. 35 seconds now. Rankins with it. Killing time. Hands off to Ramsey. Ramsey drives. Gets the high post. Dishes it off to number 12, and I don't have that number on my roster. Hopefully he won't play a lot of minutes. He has it. Goes baseline. It's stolen from number 12 by Ashok. Ashok ahead to Strong on that one. Pass Strong to the hoop. Lay up no good. He was under heavy pressure by Gooch. Gooch got into the body. No whistles blow, though. Ramsey back across the timeline. We are down to 5 seconds to play in the third quarter. Ramsey over to Rankins. 3 seconds. Rankins drives. Foul call. On the floor. I think Alec Kerr is going to get it.
We'll take that one.
Kerr does. Call for the push. Trousdale going to have to inbound now with 1.5 seconds on the clock. As we see Strong and Ashok out.
We're going to get a couple of our starters out of there. Not take no chances with them.
Sharp and Keaton Arms go in.
Excuse me, Miss Light. Not going to take any chances with them.
Ramsey inbound. Gets it in. Keaton Arms intercepts that little pass. His desperation three-pointer no good. Keaton Arms.
We won't count that against him. I believe the horn went off before he threw it.
Right, just with a chest pass, got it 2/3 the length of the floor. The strength of Arms is amazing. We're at the end of three here. 16 points, the difference in this one. Clay County in front, 46-30.
Tri-County Electric encourages you to visit their website at www.tcemc.org, where you can manage your account, pay your bill,
view our real-time outage management map, access Kentucky Living and the Tennessee Magazine, follow us on Facebook, and much more. Be sure to update your phone information to allow the outage management system to operate effectively and help you in the event of an outage. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit appbioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
Welcome to the fourth quarter here in Hartsville, where Clay County leads the Yellow Jackets 46-30. They expanded their lead by 2 points in that third quarter, Daniel. And Grant Strong, what a quarter he had there. 6 points in the post and got 19 to lead Clay County.
Yeah, he really came to life there in that quarter. Posted up and did a nice job down low. Clay County with the ball. Ashlock. Now Sharp. Sharp across the seal. Original five starters on the floor for head coach Rob Edwards. Clay County 18-2, trying to get to 19-2 on the season. They're 6-1 in the district. Actually 7-1 in the district. Trying to get to 8-1. Ball went out of bounds off of a Yellow Jacket. Strong inbound. Clay County is working at the hoop to our left. Inbound play to Sharp. Sharp's jumper from right block, no good. Contested by Rankins. Rankins comes up with a loose ball, crosses the timeline. He's got a full head of steam, wants to get to the hoop. Runner in the paint, good. Spivey was there. Wisely, though, was not set, so he didn't really try to contest it. Didn't want to pick up that foul. Rankins able to score. Ashlock now to Sharp. Sharp to Silk. Silk back to Ashlock. Now to Spivey in the corner. Back to Ashlock to Grant Strong. Grant couldn't handle that pass.
Tried to catch it and shoot it before he got it.
He was open there on the baseline. Gooch was closing in, and ball went off of Grant's fingertips.
You know, normally there's not two that do it any better than Jake Ashlock and Grant Strong on the high-low to the baseline, and that one just got away from him.
Trails there with the ball. 7 minutes to play in this one. We've seen a pretty good District 6A boys matchup here. It was real close in that first quarter. The Clay County blew it open in the second. They've kind of maintained that double-digit lead ever since. But never pulling away by more than, you know, 15, 16 points. It's been a game throughout. Forward with it for Trousdale. Dishes off to Ferris. He works baseline against the shorter seal. Gunner. Gunner made him turn it out, though. Ashlock rebounds a missed jacket shot. Kicks ahead to Strong. Strong's going to be fouled. I think they're going to call this on the floor against Ferris. I don't know that we'll see Strong shooting. I don't know. He's set up to shoot, and it looks like they're going to let him. Trousdale fans across the way not very happy with the call. They don't have a huge crowd here, but they've been vocal at times. Strong hits the first of his two. That was Ferris' third personal.
That's one thing I haven't really understood about this place. You know, a lot of times home field or home court advantage is about the crowd. It's never been about the crowd. It's just a weird place to play for Clay County for some reason.
Well, and that maybe is part of it. Their lack of crowd neutralizes our crowd, and it's just kind of a flat atmosphere.
What kind of a low ceiling in here?
Yeah.
Kind of box-in feeling.
You know, like a dungeon.
Yeah.
Ferris has two more. He's had a good night tonight. This is a squad that only has one senior in the starting lineup. They're going to be a tough pill to swallow next year as they have a lot of these upperclassmen returning. Ferris with another block. You see the athleticism up Trousdale County. They don't have a lot of great guards on the outside. As we see more points added by number 10, Alex Ford. He's got double digits tonight. And the first time tonight, head coach Rob Edwards wants a timeout.
Yeah.
We've seen Trousdale cut this game to 12, much like this girls' contest. Here they, the Yellow Jackets, are fighting back. 5:52 to play in the fourth. Clay County 48, Trousdale 36.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Back to action here. Things getting a little tighter in Hartsville. Yellow Jackets now trail by 12, 48-36. Clay County with the ball. Trailsdale using a full court, 1-3-1. And they have pressure. There's a foul. They were trying to trap Silken. No, that was actually Sharp.
Sharp
just not willing to be victim of that trap. Dribbled out of it and was fouled by number four, Andrew Ford. Clay County going to inbound. It's going to be Ashok from beneath the Trousdale bench right next to the scores table. You got Coach Edwards and Coach Sleeper up. Things getting down to the nitty-gritty here. 5:40 remaining. Clay County works it into Grant Strong. Strong goes left baseline into the paint, kicks it out to Silk. Ashok now back to Strong. Back to Gunner Silk. Silk with it, right wing, across to Sharp. Spivey open in the right corner. They don't go to him, though. It's Strong in the left corner who has it. Grant circles back out top. Hands off to Gunner. Gunner back to Grant. Grant to Ashok. Ashok, high post, spin, shot. No good. Rebound by... That's Strong. Okay. Strong had it knocked out of his hands by Gooch. However, they're going to say yellow jacket ball. It must have went off of another player. 5 minutes left. Fourth quarter action. Clay County leads by 12, 48-36. Yellow Jackets with the basketball. An opportunity for them to cut it to a single-digit lead. Two-pointer, no good. Rebound by Silk. He's fouled. Ford going to be called for that personal.
Kind of late with it. I was afraid they weren't going to call that one.
I've quit tracking fouls in this boys' game, so I'm not sure how many that is. Scoreboard says the first, but I don't think that's right. 4:45 and ticking. Clay County with it. Strong with it in the timeline. Now to Ashok, and a foul's going to be called against Rankins. .48-36, still the score. It's been slow these last few minutes. Clay County inbound. 5 team fouls for Trousdale, 4 for Clay County.
Well, Coach Evers trying to take a little air out of the ball here in the last few minutes of this ball game, Daniel. But Trousdale County's outscored Clay County 6-2 to start this fourth quarter.
He's taking that out of me a little bit, too. But I like it. We've got a lead. Let's play slow for it. Strong with it out top. Tried to go to Ashlock. Miscommunication between the post player and the guard, though. Fires comes up with loose ball. Strong with a nice hustle. Just throws his body around with reckless abandon. Goes to the floor to make sure Fires doesn't get to the hoop. A good play by him, but I didn't like the way he landed, though.
Oh, it looks like he might have tweaked something there just a little bit, but he hopped right back up and ready to roll.
Landed right on that left knee. Not much padding there on this hardwood floor. 4:15 on the clock. Trousdale with the ball. Rankins, left corner. Now to Ford. Now to the other Ford. Inside to Ferris. Passing out of the Silk. Goes out of bounds. Trousdale maintains possession. .48-36 still. Been that way for... what seems like a few minutes of game time. I'm sure it's not been that long, though. Ford quickly makes it a single possession game as the sharpshooter, junior Alex Ford, hits the three-pointer, drawing his team within 9. Strong now quickly to the hoop, kicks it out to Sharp. Sharp behind the arc in right corner. Dribbles back out, kicks to Gunner Silk. Gunner to Jake, Jake to Grant, Grant back to Gunner. Out top is the basketball. Silk to Sharp. Back to Silk. Forcing Trousdale to come out. We're still just chewing that time up. 3.5 minutes to play. Clay County with a 3-possession lead right now. 9 points, 48-39. Silk to high post to Ashok. Ashok to Strong. Back out to Silk. More of the same. Ashlock now in the paint, drives, does not score. Got his own rebound, though. There's a tussle for it on the floor. Our two players, a jump ball call, possession arrow in Trousdale's favor. 3:13 to play, 9-point game. Coach, Trousdale with an opportunity here to cut it to 7, perhaps 6.
Daniel Hutt-Weir.
Timeout taken by Rob Edwards, 30-second variety. He wants to talk to his squad. They do lead by 9. Clay County 48, Trousdale 39.
The sounds and excitement of basketball season can warm a cold winter's night. Macon Bank and Trust is a proud supporter of Clay County High School basketball. In appreciation for your hard work and dedication to excellence, we are cheering you on for a great season, both on the court and in the classroom. We at the Salina Branch look forward to cheering on the Bulldogs this season.
Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Hartsville, where Trousdale County has outscored Clay County 9-2 in the fourth quarter here after leading by 16 headed into this fourth quarter, Daniel. It's a tight ball game coming down the stretch with about 3 minutes to go.
Big possession here for Trousdale County. They have the ball. They trail by 9. They need points here. Hopefully, they won't get them. Ball inbounded by the Yellow Jackets. Across the timeline is Ford. Kicks over to Alex Ford. Back over to Andrew. I guess they're brothers. One's a sophomore, one's a junior. Alex Ford, no, that's Andrew, number 4. The younger, the sophomore, knocks down a three-pointer. 6 points the difference in this contest after that Yellow Jacket dart from the right wing. 48-42. 2:53 to play. Coach Ryan Sleeper up, encouraging the fans and his players on the bench to get a clap going for his squad. Gunner Silk with it, comes across the timeline, works to Jake Ashlock. Ashlock back to Silk. Clay County just working the perimeter, forcing Trousdale to come out and defend them. Strong. Baseline, left side, spins, kicks it back out to Silk. Now to Sharp. Back to Silk. Back to Sharp. More of the same. Just killing time. Original 5 starters on the floor for Clay County. Ashlock with it. Inside to Spivey. Right block. Shot up. No good. He was fouled, though. Jeff going to go to the line to shoot 2 big free throws here.
You know, been doing a great job of eating clock with these possessions. We just hadn't had the payoff in the end. We've had a turnover or, you know, a ball thrown out of bounds or just a missed shot or something like that. Spivey got to get us the payoff here tonight.
Hits that first one. We talked about his outside shooting. He's only 64% from the free throw stripe, but he knocks that one down.
First points of the ball game, Daniel. Hadn't taken many shots.
Missed the second. 2:15 and ticking. 7-point game. Clay County in front. It is a 3-possession ball game. Rankins with it out top. Kicks back over to Ford. The Ford brothers are hunting from the outside right now. I'd make sure they were close to defended, and they are right now by Sharp and Silk. Rankins drove to the hoop. Right box shot, no good. Fouled by Jake Ashlock. That's only Jake's second personal, though. He's got plenty to burn. He can play aggressively during these final 2 minutes, Coach Watson.
Yes, but we're letting them score with the clock not running, though. We don't need to do that.
7 points the difference. Rankins at the line to shoot 2. Misses the first.
No, Ashlock looking for an offensive foul there. Rankins had the arm on his chest. Ashlock contested the shot, and the foul went his way.
Second shot's away by Rankins. It's good. 6-point game. Clay County with the ball. Full court, 1-3-1. Silk with it. Puts the ball on the ground. Now to Ashlock. Coach Edwards wants a timeout, I think. Yep. Timeout taken by Coach Edwards. He's not happy with his junior guard right now, talking directly with Gunner. 30-second variety call. We'll play one ad. 1:42 remains. Clay County in front by 6, 49-43.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, Experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Back here in Hartsville, Clay County leads 49-43 with just under 2 minutes to go in this ball game, Daniel. And Trousdale County has made a run here in the fourth quarter.
They have, just like that girls' game, the Yellow Jackets being very hard to put away here. 6 points the lead for Clay County. Gunner Silk with the basketball. They're off to our left on the Clay County end of the floor. Grant Strong now. Now Sharp. Now Spivey. Back inside to Ashlock. Ashlock to Strong. Strong at the block. Kicks down to Spivey. Fires the three from the corner. Yeah. Jeff Spivey knocking it down. Huge basket for Clay County. They're back
that's
up by nine.
That's ice water in your veins.
Back up by 9 points after the Jeff Spivey three-pointer. Quickly, though, Ford comes back down. It was number 10, Alex Ford, who scores two more for Trousdale. 7 point game, 42-45. A foul called on Gooch. It's going to be Grant Strong. He will not go to the line. Yeah, he does. That's the seventh foul against Trousdale. Strong at the line to shoot the front end of a 1-1. We see that Grant on the season coming into tonight is a 75% free throw shooter himself. Pretty good.
But the average is higher in the last 2 minutes of a ball game, Daniel. He's great under pressure, goes to the line and does his job.
Knocks down the front end, earning the right to shoot a much-needed second one. This one could put Clay County back out front by nine. Currently the lead is 45, and he does hit that one. 9-point lead for the Black and Gold, 54-45. We have 1 minute remaining in regulation here in Hartsville. Rankins with it. High post. Defending by Ashlock. Gives off to Farris. Farris back to Rankins. He wants to drive. Spivey cuts him off. Rankins a long two-pointer. Good. 50 seconds now on the clock. 7 points the lead for the Bulldogs. 54-47. They have the basketball. Jake Ashlock with it. Hands off to Strong. Strong is about 4 feet inside the timeline. Now he drives. He could be to the hoop. Decides to kill time, though. Kicking it back out to Ashlock. Ashlock going to be fouled by Farris. Foul was on the floor. Ashlock goes to the line to shoot the front end of the 1-1. Coach Edwards with those original 5 starters out there. We've seen Kerr, Smith, and Arms all play tonight, but it's been these 5 most of the night.
Don't forget Carson Sharp. He got a minute or two in
there. That's right. That's right. I did forget Carson. Seconds. Ashlock at the line. His team up by 7. Make it 8. Jake going to get to shoot another one here. Clay County pretty strong at closing out ball games under Coach Edwards, and they're looking to do it again here. 9 points the lead. Half a minute to settle it. Alex Ford with it. Dishes off to his brother. He goes baseline, shot no good, rebound Ashlock. Ashlock going to be fouled by Rankins. Jake going to go back to the line where he just knocked down 2 big free throws.
That should do it.
Yeah, if he gets anything here, of course he's going to just get to shoot one, unless he hits it, and then he'll get the second.
You're supposed to say after he hits it.
First one's away.
Uh-oh.
No good.
You were right. I'm sorry.
Rebounded by Gooch. He gives up to Ford. 18 seconds to play. Clay County in front by 9. Rankins with it now. Left wing. They're killing a lot of time. 10 seconds. Shots up. No good. Rebound Ashlock. Ashok going to be fouled by Ferris. 7.4 seconds on the clock. This one's all but over. It's already a three-possession game. Ashok could turn it into a four-possession game if he hits either one of these two, because now it's double bonus.
Yeah.
Who's in line to shoot two?
Again, you know, Clay County's going to hold on to get this one, Daniel, but something about the hardwood here in Hartsville.
Yeah, well, we've come down here tonight. Both of our squads better than theirs, honestly, not taking anything away from them. We had huge wins in Salina over them back in December as Ashok knocks down the front end there. And tonight, nothing's come easy for either squad. And maybe my fault. I kind of was dreading coming down here calling two boring games today because I was looking at the scores from the prior meeting. Well, it's not been the case. They've been exciting contests. Ashok hits them both. Clay County up now by 11. Ford with it. Fires a long three. No good. Time's going to expire as Grant Strong pulls down the rebound. And fittingly, the sophomore ends up with it in his hands after such a huge effort by him in the second half. Final score here from Hartsville. Clay County boys, 58. Trailsdale boys, 47. Stay with us for the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Coming up, the Farm Bureau postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel and Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they are the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau. Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Stay tuned for a wrap-up of the Bulldogs game, including final stats from analyst Thomas Weaver, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls' and boys' games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, and much more on the Farm Bureau postgame show. All coming up after a word from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Cattle farmers, listen up, because the guessing game is over. Appalachian Bioscience of Salina now offers an industry game changer called BioPrint that will make your herd's reproduction process more efficient and profitable. BioPrint is an affordable blood-based pregnancy test, which begins by sending a sample to the local lab and ends with quick and accurate results. No more guessing game with Appalachian Bioscience's BioPrint services. Visit AppBioscience.com and take the first step to streamlining your cattle operation today.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hay Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hay Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here on the Farm Bureau postgame show, we saw two great matchups tonight. The first one, the girls winning that one by a close score, 56-51. Just witnessed this boys' game. 58-47, the final in that one, Thomas, and I'm going to let you and Coach Watson just discuss it and go through all the wrap-up. This is the, let me find my little line here I'm supposed to read. I always want to make sure we cover everything. This is the boys' wrap-up, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, here on the Farm Bureau postgame show.
It is, Daniel, and, you know, this one, Clay County kind of pushed this one out there in that second quarter, and they led by 14 at the half, Coach. They outscored the Yellow Jackets 25-8 in that second quarter. And then we got out to, I can't remember the largest lead. I think it was about 16. at one point. But never could pull away. And then Trousdale County made a run to open that fourth quarter. This was a 6-point ball game with 3 minutes to play, Coach.
No, we kind of slowed down. You know, I think we had them on the ropes, and we kind of slowed down a little bit. I know Coach Edwards was really nervous about this game tonight because, you know, he saw the same things that we talked about, you know, that they're prone to bust out at any time. And,
yeah.
You know, they've got some guys out there that we really can't stop.
Right? That's true.
They do present some matchup problems for us.
They do, and that's kind of like we talked about. They got three guys that, you know, have got the height and the ability, and, you know, we've got some guys coming on, Keaton Arms and a few of those, but it's hard for us to defend some of those type of guys sometimes. But you saw the flip side of that, too. You saw Coach Evers taking advantage of some of those matchups
right.
by putting strong in the paint. So it was kind of a back-and-forth game between the coaches and personnel, but Clay County held on just like the girls did, came out on top, stretched it out to an 11-point victory, guys. The final was 58-47. And here's what you look at. You got three guys in double figures for Trousdale County. Alex Ford, 13. Trent Farris, 12. And Cameron Rankins are coming in the second half with 13. So, you know, they're pretty evenly distributed
right.
across the board.
Yes. Yes, and they were all, you know, different type players. I mean, you know, Rankin,
right.
of course, Rankin hit a few good outside shots.
He
Ford,
did.
Some good threes outside. And they were a hard matchup with us. And I think maybe going to the zone there for a little while helped us. It took them a few times up and down the floor to kind of adjust to it. But when they did, you know, they moved Rankin down under the basket, some of those big guys, and wound up with Gunner Silk on them down there at the bottom of that 1-3-1. And took advantage of that, so we had to get out of that after a few times up and down the floor.
You saw both coaches switching up the defenses. Started out man, went to 1-3-1. So it was kind of a chess game all night, back and forth, even though Clay County had control, except for 1 point there late in the fourth quarter when it got to 6 points. Leading the way for Clay County was Grant Strong with 23 points. Jake Aslott, one of his better scoring nights in the last three or four games with 13 points. Mason Sharp, two big three-pointers in that second quarter run, 6 points. Gunner Silk had 7. Jeff Spivey had 4 points late in the fourth quarter. Alec Kerr, 2 off the bench, and Eli Smith, 3 for Clay County. So, overall, a win's a win here when you leave Hartsville.
You kind of look at it, too. Maybe, you know, maybe Coach Edwards, maybe he might have been doing a little experimenting tonight and a little bit of practicing because he hadn't run into one of these spots where he had to try to hold on to a lead.
That's true.
And you know, he could have been, you know, against good competition. And, you know, sometimes, you know, your opponent is some of the best practice team you ever play against.
Well, that is a real good point. You know, we're getting down to the short rows of the regular season, and those big elimination and championship games are coming up in the district tournament. If you can take a Tuesday night on the road and experiment and get prepared, so much the better. Boys, folks, ladies and gentlemen, whatever you'd like to be called, this has been the Boys Wrap-Up brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors. Offering you windows, doors, siding, gutters, roof, metal, and more. They are the folks you can trust to protect your home for the elements. Stay with us one more time. We'll come back and announce the TDS top performers here on the Farm Bureau Postgame Show.
You're listening to the Farm Bureau Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's games brought to you by Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton.
Conveniently located in downtown Salina on East Lake Avenue, Salina Farm Bureau Insurance is here to help you with all of your home, car, and life insurance needs.
Clay County fans, give Daniel or Melissa a call today at 931-243-3181. Not only will you find out Farm Bureau covers more homes and autos in Tennessee than any other insurance company, but also that they're the number one writer of individual life insurance policies in the state. Farm Bureau, Clay County turns to us for all their insurance needs.
Still to come, the announcement of the TDS top players from both the girls and boys games by play-by-play announcer Daniel Strong and legendary Bulldog coach Thomas Watson, a preview of Clay County's upcoming schedule from analyst Thomas Weaver, and final words from your host as we wrap up the Farm Bureau Postgame Show after these words from our sponsors here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Back for the final time here from Hartsville. And it is time to announce the TDS top performers from tonight's games. First of all, on the girls' side, we had to go with junior shooting guard Katie Arms, who just played up to speed throughout the contest at times when her teammates were a little bit flat and not playing with as much intensity. She maintained that throughout, and she made some huge free throws during that close fourth quarter run down the stretch to make sure her team ended up with the victory. I don't know that she missed one in the fourth quarter.
Well, she did, Daniel. She ended up going 13 for 16 from the line tonight and finished with 21 points as a leading scorer. You know, Katie's become a consistent scorer for these Lady Dogs besides Briley Burchett. She scored 20 tonight, or, you know, averaging somewhere around 13, I think.
She hit about six or eight straight foul shots there at the end.
She did. Those were
eight. Part of them were the first of one and one. So.
She did, but I, what gives me... gets me is, like you said, Daniel, we noticed it early on. When Clay County was in that funk, the Lady Dogs were just, you know, I mean, they couldn't do anything right. Katie Arms got them out of it with her intensity, with her play. She never, I'm not going to say the rest of them quit.
Sure.
But she just never.
They were a little flat.
Never dropped her intensity level.
Well, you know, another thing, guys, Briley Burchett is no longer a surprise.
That's true.
You know, there was a while there she was a surprise, and these folks weren't really expecting that, which made it a little bit easier for her now. They know she's there, and they're looking for her, and they've got some defenses for her now. And
that's right. I played that 2-3 zone. I know Katie dropped one three-pointer on them tonight, I believe.
She actually hit two back-to-back there.
That's
in
right.
The second quarter.
So, you know, she was there solid throughout the night. Our pleasure to announce her. On the boys' side, how do you go with Grant Strong? Just for that overall, all-around performance, he's almost always the leading scorer. Every now and then somebody else might slip in there or more, but he did it on the inside tonight with some traditional post moves. He did it with some drives, had great assists, just good chemistry with his teammates. Grant played really well.
I thought he did, too, and that just shows you the wide array of talents that Grant Strong has, guys. He can shoot the ball from the outside. He can drive. He can dribble. He can dunk. But he can also put his back to the goal, post somebody up, and score from there too, Coach.
You know, it seems like he's one of these guys that plays, you know, whatever role it takes for the team to win that night. And he does a pretty good job of filling that. And with his size and his abilities, he can really play probably in any position on the floor. And
we don't have the number of it, but how many assists do we see Grant Strong? We saw him drive the lane, toss it back to Sharp on the three-point line. We saw him on the inbounds pass hit Ashlock cutting lane. You know, he just makes the right play, guys. I'm not going to say he doesn't put his head down and get his at times, but we need him to do that.
Right.
But he facilitates and does a great job kind of being the general of this team.
He's got a pretty good feel for when it's right to finish
that
drive.
Makes the right play.
He does.
If you watch sometimes closely, guys, when he gets the ball in his hands, the first thing he does is survey the floor.
Right.
That's true.
Now, that's something you really, you know, you may preach it and holler it, but, you know, a lot of kids, they just got there. They just turn and look, hey, look, at where's my basket? I got to find
it. Sure.
And
well, remember, that he's 20 games into his career, guys.
Right.
He didn't play a whole lot last year.
He did.
First year starting, and he plays like a season veteran.
He's going to be something else to watch as we go forward. Folks, tonight's TDS top performers, Katie Arms and Grant Strong, they were brought to you by TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. We will be on the road again this coming Friday night from Monterey with boys and girls action. Final thoughts from either one of the Thomases?
Well, that's up there in the, I guess, the Coliseum, in it down under the ground.
Yeah, nice gym up there. Been up there a few years. Going to be fun to call another one from up there.
And they built everything but dressing rooms.
Yeah, that's right. Well, folks, from Hartsville, Tennessee, for Joe Sims, Thomas Watson, and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.